and charges of Ethiopian adoption scams.
Your dad was paid for you to be adopted. You were sold.
Yeah.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. He is a very big fish, and he's been caught in Pakistan. Though the Taliban denies it, officials say the group's top military leader has been picked up in a joint CIA-Pakistani raid several days ago. CBS News Afghan expert Jerry Van Dyke says Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar is a key figure.
He is seen as the military commander of the Taliban. He is, without a doubt, the most important Taliban rival, Omar himself, that the United States and Pakistan could capture.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. A senior U.S. official says the Afghan Taliban chief is talking to his interrogators. From Islamabad this morning, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman John Kerry told the CBS News Early Show the capture confirms Pakistan's increased cooperation with the U.S.
What it's really focused on is an effort to go after the Taliban, wherever they are.
The Obama administration sat on details of the capture of Mullah Baradar for the past 10 days as U.S. and Pakistani interrogators worked to get information from him before his followers learned of his fate, Nick.
Well, the fight for the Taliban stronghold of Marja is heating up in southern Afghanistan as thousands of U.S., British, and Afghan troops try to drive out the insurgents. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyon says when the fighting dies down, coalition forces will remain.
You'll see 5,000 to 6,000 troops in Marja, I would say, going for the next 12 to 18 months. Now, again, a lot of them will be Afghan security forces, but I wouldn't be surprised if you see 2,000 to 3,000 American forces, all part of the surge that President Obama ordered back in December.
It may not be the fountain of youth, but British scientists believe they've unlocked the secrets of aging. We're live in London with CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
As the cells in our bodies age, the living tissues they're a part of deteriorate, giving us everything from wrinkled skin to a failing heart. But scientists have never understood how this happens. Now British researchers say it appears aging cells send out signals to self-destruct, or at least stop dividing, to try to stop them from mutating into cancer. The insight could lead to better treatments for such age-related conditions as diabetes and heart disease. Nick?
President Obama travels to Atlanta, Maryland today, where he is expected to announce federal loan guarantees for building the country's first nuclear power plant in 30 years. The underwriting, worth more than $8 billion, will cover a proposed facility in Burke, Georgia. American athletes are adding to their medal count at the Winter Olympic Games. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is covering in Vancouver.
It was another very good day for the U.S. A gold medal went to Seth Westcott in the snowboard cross.
You know, that was my whole focus for the season, was to be ready for this day.
It was the second gold for the U.S. here in Vancouver. Another highlight came when American Bodie Miller took bronze in one of the Winter Olympics showcase events, the men's downhill.
I wouldn't say I skied perfect, but I was happy when I got to the finish line. I was really pretty pleased.
In Paris figure skating, Russia's nearly 50-year Olympic domination came to an end. A team from China won the gold, the first time since 1960 that a Russian or Soviet team failed to finish first. Today, competition begins in the most anticipated event here in Canada, men's ice hockey. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
Well, so far this month, airlines have scratched around 15,000 flights, many because of big storms in the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic. Airline experts say travelers can expect more of the same come April 29th, when hefty penalties will be imposed if planes sit on the tarmac for 3 hours or more. USA Today reports many airlines have already decided it will be far cheaper to simply cancel flights rather than risk fines of $27,500 per passenger.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide, very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snow plows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Take delivery by March 1st, 2010.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can indeed. Good morning. Welcome to the Bill Press Show this morning on this Tuesday, February the 16th, 2010. It is Fat Tuesday all over the country, in specific in New Orleans, Louisiana. There you go. We're kicking it, baby. This is Louisiana Mardi Gras, baby. Yeah. 7 minutes past the hour, and we've got the crew plus one this morning. We've got Peter. Hey.
Hey now.
Dan.
Hey now.
And sitting in for the last hour is Dane Strother.
Who dat?
Who dat, baby? Grew up in Baton Rouge.
Indeed.
And you lived there most of your life, huh?
Well, unfortunately, not so much anymore because I got old. But yeah, I was raised in Baton Rouge except for Friday nights when you immediately got to New Orleans.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Dane is a Democratic media strategist, and he will be talking this morning on and off again about what we've talked about. Really, all morning is Evan Bayh and that departure in the United States Senate. We also have another Louisiana boy, Charlie Cook, who is probably the top prognosticator of political elections in the country. He's going to be along to talk about the Evan Bayh situation as well as what the impact this has on the Senate. Could the Senate Democrats now actually lose control? The mathematics is still very difficult to get there, but it's closer today, I think, to a possibility than it was 24 hours ago before Evan Bayh announced his retirement. It's 8 minutes past the hour, and so we have a bunch of show for you, so let's get right on to it.
This is the Full Court Press.
On this Tuesday, other headlines making news. The Octomom went on her first date in years over the weekend.
Oh, man.
Radar Online reports the lucky guy is a friend of one of her nannies that cares for the octuplets. AJ is his name, brought the mother of 14 flowers and chocolates before they went to a park near her home for a picnic. Then they went to dinner at a Joe's Crab Shack.
Aw, Peter, did you take her there?
Someone's picking up my secrets.
Perhaps not coincidentally, Nadia has been reportedly talking with the Game Show Network about a TV project, possibly a dating show. And she was also recently in a dating game spoof on Jimmy Kimmel.
Was the Outback Steakhouse booked up for Valentine's Day?
The Olive Garden was too long of a wait.
Prepare two acceptance speeches. That's what Oscar producers are telling all the nominees to try and get rid of the dreaded thank you lists that many people hate watching. At the annual Oscar nominees luncheon yesterday, the show's producer encouraged one speech, the main one, to focus on what the award means to the winner, followed by a second speech given backstage to the thank you cam, which people then can watch online. There, they can thank every third cousin seven times removed if they want to.
Oh, man.
BS, man.
Wow. Boy, that'll be watched heavily, huh?
The thank you cam.
Ooh,
really?
Really?
Turn off the TV, honey.
Come on.
The thank you cam. Up.
Uncle Wilbur, let's turn on the thank you cam.
God.
Oh, good Lord.
Big win for the U.S. at the Olympics yesterday, including a surprising comeback for skier Bodie Miller. He was sober, took the bronze in the men's downhill, his first medal since 2002, and a big win in the snowboard cross for Seth Westcott, overcoming injury to take the gold medal in that. The U.S. leading the medal count with 8, and the Switzerland leads the gold medal count with 3.
Little known fact, Dane Strother is competing in the luge.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was really pleased that they scaled the track back.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm so much more into the Summer Olympics than the Winter. I'm not.
You're not into
it? The Winter Olympics this month.
You're not grooving with the Olympics?
No.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite, Dane? We went through this yesterday. What's your favorite Winter Olympic sport?
Downhill skiing.
Downhill skiing?
Yes.
Did they do that this week or is that next week?
That was last night.
That was last night?
Yeah, or part of it was last night. Look, I'm from Baton Rouge. What do I know about winter?
There you go.
The only ice we had was in the right freezer. if the ice wasn't in the drink glass, you didn't know what it was.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Dane, glad you joined us this morning, buddy.
Happy to be here. Happy Mardi Gras.
Now, listen, Dane is a Democratic strategist, media consultant, and I'm going through the numbers, you know, kind of like myself. And I'm looking at the numbers in the Senate. Let me go down a quick list. These are currently held Democratic seats. North Dakota, Brian Dorgan. Indiana, Arkansas, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Delaware, Washington State, Illinois, and New York. We've got to hold on to, you know, at least half of those to, you know, can still have kind of a majority or a working majority in the Senate. How likely is it that that's going to happen?
Oh, I think it's going to happen. I truly do. We're wringing our hands here 8-10 months out. There's a long way to go. A week's an eternity in politics. Some of these states we think are in the bubble right now perhaps will not be. You know, some Republicans will be caught with a mistress. And
let's hope.
Although in Louisiana,
or a mister.
With Vitter in Louisiana, of course, he gets a pass.
He
gets a pass down there. But look, the way this is constructed now, it's either 60 or 51. There's not a heck of a lot of difference. So I think we hang on to 51.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, but it's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be very tough. Let me ask you this, because again, you're from Louisiana and you have worked on a number of races across the country in which moderates are trying to hang on. What is the mood that's driving moderates, especially moderate Democrats, to distraction? I mean, I guess the reason it's only affecting moderate Democrats is because there are no moderate Republicans left outside of the state of Maine. I mean, literally, there are no moderate Republicans left to go after. So I guess the unrest of moderation in the Senate happens to be with the Democrats because they're a significantly larger number of them. But what's happening to moderate Democrats? I mean, I think there's, you know, this feel that that they're being run out, and there's a lot of our listeners, quite frankly, that are happy about that. And I'm looking at the longer term because the numbers mean a lot for moving an agenda or a Supreme Court nomination. It comes down to that. What's happening out there in the country? You've worked on these races. You know what it takes to get moderates elected or Democrats elected in very conservative states and districts. What's happening out there?
Well, I think it's our nation is polarized increasingly between far left and far right. And look, I'm a liberal, and given my druthers, we'd have 99 liberals, and we'd have one conservative, so we could beat on them. And but let's look at the Republican Party. Here's what happens if you allow the great extremes of your party to take over. You end up in the minority. Now, doesn't necessarily mean it's liberal, but it's reality. We're not going to have a hard left member from Arkansas. It's not going to happen. So what do we have? We get the best we can, and the one vote that matters in my mind is the vote for Harry Reid or whatever majority leader.
Right.
We need to control the Senate, period.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, on that list all morning, I've left Nevada off of the list.
Yeah, and that's a tough one. That's a very, very difficult race. And, you know, here's one thing we've learned is you need to not be majority leader from a purple state.
Right.
Yeah. It's too difficult.
Now, for progressives out there, for liberals out there, what do liberals have to do in order to make this move? Because we keep hearing over and over again that the liberal is the center of American politics, but the numbers thus far haven't borne that out. How do we make that happen?
Well, look, I wish the far left was the center of American politics. But let me step back one second. Look. Rahm Emanuel is very, very smart. And he had a tactic against all of the do-nothing Republicans in the Congress, whereby we forced them to vote on very popular issues, a bunch of leftist issues. And I support this idea. We're about to make this do-nothing United States Senate, this not the Democrats, the Republicans, the just-say-no party, Republican Party, vote against some very popular programs like Social Security, and we're going to use it against them in the elections. So if they feel like they only have to push the no button repeatedly, they're in for a big surprise.
Well, and Republicans are voting no against things that stagger me. I mean, the only thing that gives me great hope this morning is the complete dysfunction of the Republican Party. I mean, if you look at PAYGO regulations, for those who don't know, PAYGO is basically saying if you want to increase spending, if you want to have a tax cut, it has to be paid for. So if you want to pass a tax cut, if you want to pass some spending increase, it's got to be offset, just like every family does, just like Dane, your family, my family, that's what we have to do, okay? If you want to go to Disney World, that means we can't do this, 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 and this. So you've got to make hard choices. The Republicans, who continually talk about how they are the party of fiscal discipline, have completely thrown that over. They voted against PAYGO. They voted against that. They voted against tax cuts, their signature issue in that stimulus bill. A third of the stimulus bill went to tax cuts, and yet all of them, except for two, voted against it. So they have no agenda. They are the party of no.
I'm not even sure they read the bills anymore. I think they just push no. I mean, I think today you could ask, is this Fat Tuesday, and they just push no.
No.
No, just no. And they're about to pay a price for that. Look, they're putting, I think it's unpatriotic. Let's just throw it out there. I think it's unpatriotic. They're putting their party politics and their partisanship ahead of our country.
They have made the determination that it's better, I think, to fail. All right, let's go to a caller this morning. Charles. Charles is, hold on, I screwed up the phones here. Imagine that. Hello, is this Kenny? Kenny's calling from Baltimore. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show. You're talking to Rich and Dane.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about Evan Bayh. I wanted to say that the decision that he made, he was not looking out for the Democratic Party or the people of Indiana, because you don't make a quick decision. It's almost like the decision on going to war with Bush, you know. And I just want to know, is he going to leave that money and his war chest to the people of Indiana so he can put a strong Democrat in it? If you care that much about Indiana, leave the money there and so we could get a strong Democrat.
That would be, listen, we're talking to Charles from L.A. Charles, that's a really good point. I think that one of the other points on that is it is $13 million. He can do a lot of different things with the money, one of which is turn it over. He can't turn it over to the Democratic candidate, unfortunately. Laws prevent that. He could, however, give it to the Democratic Central Campaign Committee. Is that not right, Dane?
Yeah, absolutely. Or he could run an independent expenditure, which means, in essence, he runs a parallel campaign in his state in support of the Democratic nominee.
And he's got a really healthy war chest at $13 million, a lot of money.
Or he can sit on that $13 million and dole it out to candidates who believe what he believes in, and be a power for years to come.
Let me ask you this, Dane. As we look across these, let's go to the Republican side. These are seats currently held by Republicans that Democrats have a shot at. Missouri. What's your thought about Missouri? I mean, they can't run, when you've got a guy like Blunt who's running that campaign, he's not an outsider, he's a consummate Washington insider. Missouri, you've got a Carnahan candidacy down there,
right.
The name is Political Gold. Is there a shot we can pick up Missouri?
Absolutely, yes. She is a very good candidate. He is not a good candidate. He's lost in the past for a reason. That's a potential pickup.
How about Florida? There's a lot of unrest on the Republican side. Everyone thought that Charlie Crist, the very popular, or formerly very popular governor of Florida, was going to be able to walk. But this Tea Party guy, Mario Rubio, who's a former Speaker of the House, young guy, very articulate, he's now overtaken Crist in polling. The Democrats have a shot at picking that up.
It's a difficult state. It's a difficult state because I don't know that our potential nominee, whoever it may end up being, can compete. The beauty is Rubio is far, far right, It'll be easy to paint him into a corner. It's shocking, quite honestly, that he's going to beat Charlie Crist, and I think he is going to beat Charlie Crist. And what that does, quite honestly, in the Republican Party, is it makes it more the party of Palin. And as Democrats, that's a happy day for us.
Okay, that's good. All right, New Hampshire. New Hampshire, you've got Judd Gregg, who's leaving, and there are several candidates there. What do you think the chances are in New Hampshire of a pickup?
Look, that's the Northeast. I mean, that's one of our strongholds. I think I lived in New Hampshire 20-something years ago, and at the time, I was probably the only Democrat in the state. And I was a reporter, so I couldn't admit it at the time, but now I can. But New Hampshire has swung, and you have a lot of people who moved up from Massachusetts who are progressives, who understand that the values are actually taking care of your family and your friends, and I think New Hampshire's a potential.
How about Ohio? Ohio is one that I thought we might be able to take over when Voinovich left, but now it's not looking as good.
No, that's a difficult race, but I'm in that race, so I can't chat about it. Yeah, it'd be a conflict.
Well, good.
Full disclosure,
you're working for a Democrat, so let's hope you win. 20 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Masters and Democratic strategist and media consultant Dane Strother. We'll be back with more of your calls after a quick break.
Actively interactive
at BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-9526. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-9526. That's 1-800-600-9526. 1-800-600-9526.
Since OnStar began, we've responded to over 100,000 automatic crash alerts.
OnStar emergency, are there any injuries?
I don't know. I'm in a ditch.
I am going to get the 911 center on the line.
Emergency line.
This is OnStar emergency calling. I have a vehicle crash on Highway 16.
What happened?
I hit black ice. I've got a headache.
I have her east of Highway 97. I also have a latitude and longitude.
Okay, that helps. Are you at the ski hill?
Yep.
With built-in automatic crash response, an OnStar advisor can use GPS technology to locate you and share crash details, which could help save your life.
Help is on the way. We have fire and EMS heading out there to you.
I am still on the line. Do you have a blanket you can put on?
Yes, I had a couple of quilts in the back seat. I think they just got here.
All right, then please know we're here when you need us.
OnStar is standard for the first year on 15 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home 4 times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
This is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Down in Vail, Loveland Pass also shut down due to bad weather. Back in the metro, southbound 25 is filling up Park Avenue to Spear Boulevard as you travel southbound. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and chilly with a high near 40. Right now, 20 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Redneck Radio. Dane Starling and Rich Masters sitting in this morning, 25 minutes past the hour. And this is the Bill Press Show, and for those of you who are Bill Press fans, you can tune in again tomorrow morning. he'll be back, and Redneck Radio will be a thing of the past, or at least for a few days.
On hold,
definitely. So welcome back. It is Fat Tuesday, by the way, Tuesday, February the 16th. Glad to have you along for the ride. Going now to the phones, Charles, who's listening to us in L.A. Charles, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Looking at Gallup, Obama's numbers are back to 53% approval. Congress is at 18% approval.
Oh.
So my advice to Congress is go with the man that brought you to the dance.
There you go.
Stick with Obama. You know, these guys that just lost, they waited to the last minute to bring Obama in. They tried to distance themselves, and they lost. The two congressmen that won in the last few months, they spoke highly of Obama. They say, hey, we're with the president, and they both got elected.
He is still extremely popular, and 53% is new Gallup. That's good numbers.
Those are good numbers.
He got 52% of the vote, and his approval rating is now 53%. So that's good. Despite all the bashing and all the lies and all the other stuff that's thrown his way, he still remains popular. And if the Congress gets on board and quits half-stepping, they'll be in good. The Democrats will be in good shape.
So, what do you think of that, Dane? I mean, one of the strengths that presidents have is they can help, and they can also hurt their party. And I think we saw with George Bush. I mean, he basically created a Democratic majority in 2006 and expanded that in 2008. What's Obama's appeal? I mean, right now, I guess in places like Arkansas and others where he's not as popular, I'm sure the numbers in Arkansas are different than what they are in across the country. And it's great to hear that it's 53%. That's great news. How does the president play in these kind of campaigns, Dave?
Look, the president, in essence, is at the top of the ticket. And I was a little shocked yesterday to see that some congressional members were being advised to run from the president. That's a monster, massive mistake. There's no way to have 8 years of the worst president in history and a former vice president who's, gosh knows, this guy should have enough shame to go away, and turn it around in 1 year. It's impossible. It's not going to happen. You can't fix 8 years in 1 year. And I think President Obama is steering our ship. We all need to row a little bit harder.
There you go. That's Dane Strother, and I think you're right. Dane, right on the money. Charlie Cook from National Journal is going to be joining us here in a little bit. Charlie is really one of the best political prognosticators. And, you know, has called a lot of political trends long before a lot of people were doing it. He knows every congressional district, every nook and cranny of every congressional district. He's kind of the must-see guru. He's going to be joining us. I want to talk to him specifically about some of these Senate races that we have out there on the horizon, what his projections are. Can Senate Democrats hold on to their majority? And if so, will it be a workable majority? And what's going to happen in the House? Charlie Cook from National Journal will be along in a little bit. And then we'll have more of your phone calls and more of the Bill Press Show on this Tuesday, February 16th. It's Fat Tuesday. Happy Mardi Gras. Come on back.
This is the Bill Press Show.
It's the dawning of a new day for American business. The future looks brighter, and it's all because of you. Your ideas, your energy, and your dreams are the most precious resources we have. And OfficeMax has the products and services you need to help make your dreams come true. OfficeMax. Work with us.
Buy two, get one free on all OfficeMax legal pads and OfficeMax envelopes. Certain restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help.
The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo. I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You'd do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
While you're online, check out Progressive.com today for a free quote. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Hey there, it's me, Mr. TV, and speaking on behalf of the TVs in many good homes today, I'm asking you for some digital love from Comcast. I'm talking about the Comcast Digital TV Package, and you're going to love the price. $29.99 a month for 6 months for the digital channels that every TV wants. Plus, listen to this, you're going to love free HBO for 6 months. That's all 8 channels of HBO and HBO On Demand, including the premiere of the new war epic, The Pacific. You'll get Discovery, Food Network, Altitude, Fox Sports, and Animal Planet, plus your local channels and video on demand for just $29.99 a month for 6 months. And did I mention free HBO for 6 months? It's a great deal of TV. Call 1-800-COMCAST by Sunday, March 7th. Your TV will thank you.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call Comcast for details.
Do you think all batteries are the same, or do you think one stands out from the rest? The Duracell Copper Top. And while you get what you pay for, usually holds true. Now with Duracell, you can actually get more than you pay for. Because now the most popular packs of our AA and AAAs give you 20% more batteries for the same price. After all, when it comes to good value, it just has to work. Always reliable, always efficient. Duracell Smart Power. Trusted everywhere.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Is the Bill Press Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Bill Press Show. Tuesday, February the 16th. Of course, it is Fat Tuesday. And that means it is a Mardi Gras. And tomorrow, meaning Ash Wednesday, we've got a Louisiana-flavored, distinctly Louisiana-flavored program this morning. Dane Strother's sitting in with me for this hour. And joining us now by phone, the gold standard of political prognostication, Charlie Cook of the Cook Political Report. You can check it out at cookpolitical.com. That's where I go to find out the best and brightest information about political races. Charlie Cook joins us now. My friend, how you doing?
You are a silver-tongued devil.
It's all that time in the bayou, I guess, probably.
That's right.
Do you have a good Mardi Gras story? I've been asking people if they had good Mardi Gras stories this morning.
Actually, coming from Shreveport, we're sort of ex officio Louisianians.
I know.
you know, we're social climbers. We're actually more part of Texas or Arkansas. But but actually, my only one, though, is is in 2003. That's when our daughter was a princess in the Washington Mardi Gras. And so I had to dress up in white tie and look like a total fat penguin marching around the Oval at the Washington Hilton. But that was great fun.
Oh, the Washington Mardi Gras is a great time. I went a little this year. I'm waiting. My daughter is only 8, so I couldn't force her yet. But hopefully in a few years I'll be able to do the princess walk myself.
It was a great experience for the whole family.
All right, Charlie, this was quite a shock yesterday. Evan Bayh saying he was going to step down. I mean, those of us who watch this stuff, I mean, he appeared to be doing everything he needed to do to run $13 million plus in the bank. You know, the poll numbers were good. I mean, there was a chance that a guy like Mike Pence could give him a run. But was this a shock to you?
It was, although, you know, a lot of times something will happen and it's a shock to you, but then you think back to things you had heard that you hadn't quite pieced together, that somebody that was a longtime advisor to him had been saying he was not looking forward. It's not to the campaign. He was not looking forward to another 6 years in the Senate. And actually use the term whining, and which, you know, anybody that's worked on the Hill, we've certainly heard our share of whining.
Mm-hmm.
I think that deficit, Federal Deficit Reduction Commission vote, getting voted down, it needed 60 votes, it was 53-46. And the way it went down with 23 Democrats, 23 Republicans, you know, here was something that was really important for the country to do. And 23 from each party voted it down. And, you know, that sort of underscored the dysfunctionality of Washington today. And the way I look at it is that, you know, prior to the 2006 election, we had a Republican president and a Republican Congress, and the city was totally dysfunctional. And then for 2 years, we had a Republican president and a Democratic Congress, and that was dysfunctional. And now we have a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress, and it's pretty dysfunctional. And, you know, if you're looking for big-time solutions to our long-term problems, Congress isn't likely to be where it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Charlie, from a Democratic perspective, I'm looking at some of these races, and I'll just click down a list of a few of them. I mean, North Dakota, Indiana, Arkansas, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Delaware. None of these look particularly bright. Even Illinois is a potential pickup for Republicans. What is kind of your read at the moment? I mean, I know these things change on an hourly basis at times, but what's your kind of read on the Senate makeup at this point?
I think at this point the best case scenario for Democrats would be losing 6, and the worst case the worst case scenario would be 8. I mean, it would be losing the Biden Delaware, or Biden Kaufman, I should say Delaware, the Dorgan, North Dakota, and then losing by seat in Indiana, and then, you know, Lincoln, Arkansas, let's say Bennett, Colorado, Illinois, Burris, Reed in Nevada, Specter in Pennsylvania. I mean, that gets them to 51. Now, for this thing to go any further, and I don't think it will, but, okay, Boxer would have to drop, and she's got two decent opponents. The Connecticut Dodd seat with Blumenthal, I don't think that's going to drop. But the question is, can Republicans peel one more out of the solid column? Can they make the challenge to Feingold a first-tier race? Or can they get Dino Rossi, who came within, you know, what, 500 votes
right,
to be governor of Washington State, get in against Patty Murray? I don't think they're going to run the table and get the Senate back this time, but they could get it down to 51 or 52 or 53 very easily. And then when you look at the two out cycles in the 2012 and 14, there are 43 Democratic seats up and 22 Republican seats up. That's really problematic for Democrats.
It is. Is there any on the Republican side? I've got Missouri, Florida, New Hampshire, Ohio, perhaps Kentucky. Are there any shots that the Republican seats currently held that could flip?
Well, we have them listed in the toss-up category, although in my mind they're sort of not. I mean, take Kentucky. In a good Democratic year, Democrats could win an open seat race there. This isn't a good year. Same thing in Missouri. New Hampshire, you know, it's a swing state. It's been swinging more towards Democrats in recent years. But I think it's kind of turned a U-turn in this environment. In Ohio, Democrats have won everything. It wasn't nailed down, but I think it's kind of backed off. And with John Kasich and Rob Portman, I think you're going to have the strongest Republican ticket in Ohio in a generation or two. So, to be honest, I think Democrats are going to come up 0-4 in the Republican open seat. So, it looks pretty pessimistic for Democrats this time.
Let me ask you, we've had a lot of talk. We're talking with Charlie Cook, Cook Political Report. You can check out the website, cookpolitico.com, cookpolitical.com, that is. Check that out. Let me ask you, it seems as if, when you worked in the Hill, you worked for a centrist Democrat. When I worked in the Hill, I worked for a centrist Democrat or a moderate, so to speak. It seems as if, and I guess we focused, and a lot of our callers are more progressive, and they've been calling with a lot of frustration, saying good riddance to Evan Bayh. But without the centrist, and I guess there's a lot of focus on moderate Democrats because there are no moderate Republicans really anymore outside of the state of Maine, what happens to the moderate kind of movement in the Democratic column? I mean, it picked up steam, I guess, in the Bill Clinton years, but it's really facing some tough times right now.
Yeah, I think it has. And sort of whichever party is sort of on the uptick will generally pick up some moderates. And so I think, you know, what you'll see is Mike Castle, if he wins in Delaware, and I assume he will, he'll be moderate. Mark Kirk will be, you know, Kirk was in Illinois, was doing a bit of a tea dance before the primary, but he'd certainly be very moderate. I think Rob Portman in Ohio, I think I don't know that I would call him a moderate, but he's certainly a pragmatic mainstream Republican. You could see some Republicans winning this time they're not going to be necessarily from the Jim DeMint, Inhofe school, but whether they're actually moderate or not, we'll see.
Well, and let's talk about, since it is Fat Tuesday, let's talk about Louisiana. I mean, the Vitter seat doesn't even come up. And here's a guy who, admitted to consorting in some form or fashion, sinning with prostitutes. But yet it looks as if he is in a pretty solid position back in our home state.
I can't even come up with a scenario that David Vitter loses re-election. I mean, I think I'm just convinced that Charlie Malasson, the conservative Democrat, great guy. I think Charlie was ready to leave the House.
Yeah, well,
this is just a more painful way to exit the House than just retiring.
It is indeed. So, any other big surprises that you see on the horizon? I mean, you look at these races every day. There may be some surprises, I guess, on the House side yet to drop. But
there are always going to be surprises, and I'm watching sort of Wisconsin and Washington to see if one of those gets interesting. But the thing is, the difference between what's going on in the Senate and the House is that, you know, it would require something just short of a miracle for Republicans to take a majority in the Senate, but they could just score some really big gains. In the House, I think we're on a trajectory that if things don't change, the House will go Republican. I mean, there aren't 40 seats gone at this point, so you can't say it is gone, but sort of, you look at the national polling, and then you look at the race by race, and where was it 3 months ago, and where was it 2 months ago, where was it a month ago, where is it now? If you just sort of trace that line straight ahead, it's going over 40. So something would have to sort of bend the political curve to save the majority in the House for Democrats.
Charlie Dane Strother.
Hey, Dane.
Hey, Charlie. It's tough to follow Charlie anywhere. This guy truly is the maestro, and he's just unbelievable. But Charlie, I'm working all over the country, and I read polls daily, and I don't disagree with much of anything he said, although I can't publicly agree with some of it. One thing we're seeing, Charlie, is yes, people are angry at Democrats, but I'm seeing them angry at incumbents overall. And when Congress's approval rating is at 18, you know, there may be some Republican Congress representatives out there that fall into some peril as well.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I hear that cycle in and cycle out. I've only aware in the last 50 years of one election cycle when the incumbent reelection rate for both parties declined, and that was in 1990. And I think other than maybe Gao in Louisiana, I don't think there's going to be a single Republican House member or senator in the country lose reelection. Not one.
Wow. All right.
Strong words.
Yeah, strong words, Charlie. Charlie Cook, Cook Political Report. Check it out at cookpolitical.com. Charlie obviously knows what he's talking about, and the landscape can always change.
Right, and I'm sure more than half the listeners hope he's right and I'm wrong, and maybe it's true.
Well, but it's better to know the storm is coming.
Yeah.
You know, than to not see it. And I think in 94 we didn't see it. And frankly, Charlie Cook was the only guy in 1994 that predicted it.
I didn't get quite there, but I was saying tsunami, but I just didn't think it was going to breach the wall of the house.
I wouldn't bet against the Saints, and I wouldn't bet against Charlie Cook.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Have a great Fat Tuesday. 15 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, our thanks to Charlie Cook. We'll be back with more of Dane Strother after a quick break.
Podcasts, Twitter feed, and Bill's White House Report exclusively at the brand new BillPressShow.com. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Let us help by settling your debt. Imagine living a stress-free lifestyle that you deserve. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-240-DEBT, 1-800-240-3328. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-240-3328. The government is bailing out the banks. Now it's your turn. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt and are currently working but struggling to pay your bills, you may qualify for one of our partners' debt settlement programs. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-240-DEBT, 1-800-240-3328. Get your life back on track. You deserve it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First up at auction, we have here a very rare Ming vase from the Ming Dynasty. We will start the bidding at free. Do I hear free?
Free? I'll take it.
Sold to the young lady in the front row for $0.
Wait.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software. Visit TurboTax.com today. Choose easy. Trust a brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Kevin Richards' identity is in trouble.
Hello, this is Kevin.
Kevin, hey, it's me, your identity. Bad news, I've been stolen.
What? What? How?
That stupid pin you use? Kevin, 123. Yeah, didn't take a genius to figure that one out. Pretty dumb, man.
Okay, listen, stay calm. I'm gonna take care of it.
Yeah, good luck with that, El Capitan.
Why are you talking like that?
Sorry, now I'm Terry's identity. Oh, I gotta go, man.
Your identity is counting on you. Time to get Identity Guard Total Protection, PC World's top-rated identity protection service. Go to IdentityGuard.com today, get your free identity checkup, and find out if yours has been exposed and what you can do to protect it. That's IdentityGuard.com.
I think I'm going to buy me a new widescreen LCD TV!
Oh, no, don't do that!
Get your free identity checkup at IdentityGuard.com. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again.
And most of all, how?
See? This guy gets it.
For fun playtime ideas, go to smallstep.gov and let your wild rumpus start. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I want to leave them a brighter day.
Care for the earth by shopping organic. The soil helps rid vehicle emissions from the air.
Get more earth-saving tips at am760.net. Keyword green, sponsored by Clorox Greenworks.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM 760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Bill Press Show. On this Tuesday morning, it is Fat Tuesday, 12 minutes ahead of the hour. So if you got to be at work at the the top, you got 12 minutes to do so. Fortunately for Dane and I, we don't have to be there in 12 minutes. We're going to be here with you for the next 12 minutes. Dane Strother joins us. Dane, thanks for coming in this morning.
Happy to be here. Happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. All right, listen, we've been talking about this Evan Bay thing, and not just Evan Bay specifically, but about the grand scheme of things. And George Stephanopoulos had an interesting take on ABC yesterday. He was asked to talk about the Evan Bay thing. And I'm going to play this clip, and I want kind of your reaction to it, Dane.
He said each party has gotten the shock so far. Republicans got it the last two elections. He thinks his party is going to get it this time. But he was looking forward to the next presidential election. And what he said was there is room out there now for what he called a sane Ross Perot, an independent to come up the middle and win a presidential race.
So what about it, Dane? I mean, is there an opportunity? I mean, we were talking a little bit about during the break, but there's, you know, you got, you know, 30% on the left, 30% on the right, and then we're fighting over the 40% that's kind of in the middle. It seems as if you look at it, the people hate both parties equally. What do you take?
Look, America is increasingly fed up with both political parties. There's no question about it at all. All they see is the bickering, the fighting, and the backbiting, and it's a lot of juvenile behavior, quite honestly. Having said that, the system stacked against the third party. The two parties have been so deeply entrenched in this country, it'd be exceedingly difficult for anyone in a third party to pull it off.
Unless it was a billionaire, maybe? I mean, but the problem is Americans don't like billionaires necessarily.
Well,
right?
Remember, last cycle it was going to be Bloomberg.
Right.
Remember, Bloomberg,
yeah.
Well, of course, he's a Republican now, but he's been everything. He's whatever he needs to be. But Bloomberg was talking about running as an independent, and he wisely saw that Obama was not going to be beaten. You know, perhaps there is a Bloomberg opening down the road, but it would take someone with $1 billion willing to spend most of it.
Yeah, in order to do it. All right, go to the phones now. Mike is listening to us in Azusa, California. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show with Rich and Dane.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Happy Mardi Gras and Fatty and Fat Tuesday. And I think the thing about the Democrats is they don't have solidarity. Some are for health care, some are progressive, some are moderate. And that's what hurts the Republicans are all in solidarity. I'm a retired union member, and solidarity wins it. And I'm not, you know, it's only 1 year, but I'm not happy with President Obama. If he doesn't get a decent health care passed, I think he's going to lose a lot, and the Democrats are going to lose a lot. But it's only 1 year after the worst president in the history. But he knew how to escalate the Afghanistan war, President Obama, and he wants another $33 billion for war. So I don't care for much for that.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your phone call. So what about it, Dane? I mean, there's a lot of unrest, and, you know, there's unrest with the president from both the left and the right. I mean, if you listen to the Republican Party, which I don't generally, but their entire argument is that he is some Bolshevik left-wing nut. And then on the left, he's being criticized for being way too, quote unquote, moderate. So you're advising the president. How do you finesse that? I mean, how do you be able to stand up and fight for the principles you believe in, which I believe he is doing, by the way. But how do you do that in a way that's going to satisfy enough people to really bolster your possibilities?
Well, the Republicans are in the business of calling people names. That's they fall back on calling you liberals or communists or Bolshevik, whatever it is. They're big on names. Sarah Palin is the head of their party now, and that's pretty much all she does is call people names.
That's all she's qualified to do.
That is exactly right. She now wants to attack Iran, it turns out. So I discount the Republicans. Look, the president's in a tough spot as it relates to my wing of the party, the liberal wing of the party. He's trying to govern, and he's made the decision he's got to do it more from the middle. I don't know if that's right or wrong. I know that given my druthers, we'd pull out of these wars. We'd spend that money domestically. We'd build schools for our children here now. But he doesn't seem to think he can do that. It's a tough spot. There's no really perfect answer.
I think that's right. 7 minutes before the top of the hour, you're listening to the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Masters. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more show after a few minutes.
The Bill Press Show continues. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Hey. itchy sweaters, skin irritations? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Cream. Dry winter skin itch? Get the quick fix. Dry indoor heat? Get the quick fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Cream works on itch and irritation fast with two maximum strength itch fighters. Got a patchy skin itch? Look for the healing seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Cream for dry, itchy, even painful winter skin. It's the quick fix for almost every itch. Use as directed.
I don't want just any motor oil.
The kind they test before it's used. I want the one they tested
after it was used. In the engine of a New York
taxi for thousands of miles and still
pass the standards for brand new oil for wear protection,
rust protection,
and viscosity.
That's the kind of durability I want in my car.
I don't want just any oil.
I want Quaker State.
Quaker State.
Quaker State.
Real durable oil.
Find out more at QuakerState.com.
From standing next to me is power sports fanatic Larry. He has a passion for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. His second passion is saving money, so he reuses everything, including food.
You make it sound gross.
He uses fast food grease to power his car.
Everything smells like fries.
And reuses toothpaste.
It's not good if you're squeamish.
But you don't have to be like Larry, because Geico makes it easy by helping you save on power sports insurance. To see how much you could save, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
It's more goods than it exports, a thorn in our side for nearly a decade. We still run a trade deficit of 3% of our gross domestic product, but that's a far cry from its peak of 6% only 2 years ago. And if we continue to save more of our earnings, the deficit will narrow further since we'll be buying fewer goods from abroad. The down dollar also boosts stock prices. European tourists visiting Fifth Avenue and Disney World are not the only beneficiaries of our cheaper currency. As the value of the dollar falls, U.S. stocks appear to be bargains to foreign investors. Of course, increased foreign investment is not the only reason for the market's rally as of late, but the dollar discount is certainly a nice tailwind. But wait, there's more. Since the companies in the S&P 500 derive 27% of their sales from abroad, they benefit from getting higher valued currencies in exchange for their goods and services. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
With video games, I'm often choosing between what my kids want and what I think is best for them.
Hey, Mom, how about this one?
Rated T for teen with violence and suggestive themes. Let me check the rating summary. Frenetic combat, cries of pain, female warlords exposed cleavage.
Maybe the other one's better.
The rating summaries are free. Use them and you'll be armed with the world's most powerful weapon, knowledge.
For more information, go to ESRB.org.
Sirota, mornings at 7. Mario, afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Here we go. You've heard this song once or twice, haven't you, Dave?
You know, somewhere in my memory, this pops.
Mardi Gras Mambo. 3 minutes before the top of the hour. All right, Peter. Happy Mardi Gras to you. What are you giving up for Lent?
Oh, I'm not giving up anything. Are you kidding?
Dane, what are you giving up for Lent?
I normally take things on for Lent.
Exactly.
Well, guess what? For all those revelers down in New Orleans who have got to be exhausted after 3 weeks of parades following the Super Bowl. By the way, Dane probably knows this firsthand, but I'm going to go now down to EMS coordinator Mike Gallette down in New Orleans to talk about what the most dangerous aspect of Mardi Gras is.
They need to be conscientious to the hand-off heavy throws or spears or other things that potentially could hurt somebody. Not blindly throw heavy bags of beads into crowds.
Beads, the silent killer.
Beads, the silent killer. You've been hit by a bead or two, I'm guessing, in your day. You rode a float last year.
Yeah, I rode a float last year. And, yeah, you did have to be careful because a couple of times I threw a bead at someone. They looked away, hit him in the head, and he felt awful about it.
Whap! Don't worry, they didn't feel anything.
They'll wake up in the morning and wonder why they got those bead bruises across their forehead.
I think that's most days in New Orleans.
It's absolutely the truth. So, anyway, so were you giving up for Lent?
I haven't decided. I've got another 6 hours.
I'm doing red meat or booze. I can't figure out which. But
oh, my God.
I know. So don't in the next 40 days, don't call and ask me to come in because I'll be either cranky
or hungry.
Or hungry. One of the two. All right. Well, listen, I thank Bill for letting me sit in the big chair. He will be back bright and early tomorrow morning on this radio broadcast. I appreciate y'all listening in this morning. And a great number of callers calling in. And don't mean to be too pessimistic about our options. I just want to be realistic about our expectations for this fall. So Democrats, work harder. We've got to, for America's sake. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Hey, it's Dave Sirota. You've got to visit the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. It's absolutely the best place in town to get incredible Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth, and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill at yakandyeti.com.
Talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
With AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. A key capture in the war on terror. The Taliban's number two, Mullah Baradar, said to be talking to interrogators days after his arrest last week in Pakistan.
By capturing him, you're in essence capturing the top general of the Afghan Taliban.
CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate says Baradar did much of his work in southern Afghanistan, where U.S. forces are on a new offensive. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
If he talks, Baradar could give up virtually the entire Taliban network and perhaps even give them some clues as to the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden. But remember, the Obama administration has sworn off the use of these enhanced interrogation tactics like waterboarding.
President Obama's talked openly about new nuclear power plants in this country for some time. In a few hours, he takes a step that could get the ball rolling. Live to White House correspondent Peter Mayer. What's he going to do, Peter?
Well, Steve, the president will announce support for what would be the first new nuclear power plant in the U.S. in 30 years. The administration plan calls for $8 billion in federal loan guarantees for this project. The big utility Southern Company would build and run two reactors in Georgia. Now, the White House also hopes the announcement will generate some political power, since many Republican lawmakers support building more nuclear plants, Steve.
The political rumor mill still sees Senator Evan Bayh as a likely presidential candidate somewhere down the road. CBS's Nancy Cordes on the morning after the Indiana Democrats' decision not to seek re-election.
Senator Bayh insists he is not retiring because he is interested in running for higher office. He says that is not on his mind at all. All this speculation started because yesterday when he announced his retirement, he said it was because, in part, that he was an executive at heart and didn't really enjoy Congress.
Millions of us should get screened for colon cancer, but don't. Now something new may make the idea more appealing. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Colonoscopies are expensive and invasive and kind of unpleasant to think about, which could be why nearly half of all over 50s and other risk groups don't get screened for colon cancer. But what if the process was as easy as taking a home pregnancy test? When Kaiser Permanente in California began mailing its $20 kits to eligible patients, the screening rate jumped. Now specialists are looking at that and similar programs to see if they'd work nationwide. Steve?
Strong winds forced search crews off Washington State's Mount St. Helens late yesterday, but they hope to resume the search today for a 52-year-old climber who fell into the crater. Under Sheriff David Cox.
One of the climbers up on the crater rim said they could hear emergency whistle blowing, so we're hopeful that his medical condition is such that he's going to be able to hang on.
The man tumbled hundreds of feet when the ground gave way. Heavy snow outside Vancouver has postponed today's men's super combined race at the Winter Olympics. Before the bell on Wall Street, S&P futures up 5 points. This is CBS News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, who is beginning to hear things
about service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships.
Right, I knew that.
Yeah, what I hear is this. These people work hard. They also work smart. They get a lot of training from Ford and have a lot of natural ability on their own. Look, when you need to get something done on your car, isn't that who you want working on it? It seems like a no-brainer to me.
I hear you, Mike.
I wasn't talking to you.
Right. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. For special offers, visit genuineservice.com.
No-brainer.
It's the dawning of a new day for American business. The future looks brighter, and it's all because of you. Your ideas, your energy, and your dreams are the most precious resources we have. And OfficeMax has the products and services you need to help make your dreams come true. OfficeMax, work with us.
Buy two, get one free on all binders. Certain restrictions may apply. See store for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Some news out of Iran this morning about a hiker from Boulder. The country's top human rights official says its leaders are considering allowing the families of three detained American hikers to visit them in prison. Shane Bauer from Boulder says he was hiking with friends in Iraq's northern region in July when they accidentally crossed the border into Iran. Iran has accused the three of spying. There was a debate last night between two controversial political figures at CU in Boulder. Former Democratic National Committee Chairman Howard Dean and former Bush White House Chief of Staff Karl Rove, they got together at Mackey Auditorium to discuss current events. Most students attending say they enjoyed the exchange.
I thought it was good. I was expecting people to get a little angrier, though.
Mackey Auditorium was sold out, and an overflow was set up with a live video feed at the Glenn Miller Ballroom. In sports, the men's Olympic hockey tournament gets underway tonight. A number of NHL stars are playing for their home countries. That includes the Avs' Paul Stastny. He's playing for the U.S. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound 225 loading up and slowing down on that approach to Yosemite, taking you up towards I-25. Speeds are going to dip down into the 30-mile-an-hour range. We're going to see similar conditions for southbounders on I-25, coming up on 104th, taking you to 84th. We'll break loose as you are heading downtown. Surface Street wrecks on Airport near 6th, as well as Colfax near Calumet. That one's downtown. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, high of about 42 degrees, currently 12. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Start feeling better today. NextCare Urgent Care offers multiple walk-in locations for immediate caring and affordable health care, including conclusive H1N1 and seasonal flu testing. All major insurance accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit nextcare.com today.
Here's a newsflash for all you business owners. There are no shortcuts to success. Yes, making a go of it this year takes a customer-first attitude and a willingness to roll up your sleeves. That's why at Valpak we say this is the year of tenacity. And the year to ensure that your hard work reaps real rewards. From our famous blue envelopes to our new online tools, Valpak has what it takes to make this year your year. To learn more, call 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bye, bye, bye.
706 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We got a real busy show for you today. I'm still getting over this cold, so I hope you'll bear with me. I know Turk is getting over his cold as well. Very busy show for you today. We're going to be covering a lot of ground, so fasten your seatbelts. At 8, we're going to be joined from the Olympics up in Vancouver by sports writer Dave Zirin to talk about what is going on up there and how depleted the snow situation is up there. Then at 9, we'll check in with Media Matters for what's going on in the right-wing media. 9:20, Colorado Ethics Watch will tell us how the Supreme Court case on campaign money will particularly affect us here in Colorado. And then at 9:30, our special guest is Greg Campbell, the author of the book Blood Diamonds, you know, the movie Blood Diamonds, and he's got a new book out called Flawless, Inside the Largest Diamond Heist in History. And, of course, I should mention also, at around 7:45, 7:50, it is Time Warp Tuesday. Time Warp Tuesday. We're going to be giving away another pair of those tickets to Denver Brewfest, Denver Summer Brewfest. The theme of today's Time Warp Tuesday, not that this is going to give anything away, how do I put this? How do I frame this? It's musicians in movies.
or really music in movies, songs that exist only within a movie. That's a good description, isn't it, Turk?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I don't know how you put it, because they're not like musicians, really.
No, they're not musicians, but it's like songs where
songs
the
actors you should identify with the movie.
The actors are playing them in the movie, these songs.
You should be able to identify the movie once we play these clips for you.
Yes, that's exactly right. So that's at 7:50. We're going to start off with an update on the story we were talking about yesterday. The marijuana story, and we're going to lead, and it's going to lead us to a discussion of privacy in general. Let me give you an update, first and foremost, on what's going on in this back and forth between the state and federal governments here on the issue of marijuana. Because as I said yesterday, this is not just an issue about marijuana, this is an issue about police power, about whether the federal DEA is listening to the President of the United States. And this is up on the Colorado Independence website. Has someone spoken with DEA Special Agent Jeff Sweeten, the man behind Friday's high-profile pot raid in Highlands Ranch? Someone like maybe Attorney General Eric Holder, who sets the policy for federal police agencies. Somebody said something, because in the course of 48 hours, Sweeten went from all angry anti-pot super agent to now thoughtful law enforcement officer. Kinder, gentler Sweeten told the Associated Press yesterday that even though he doesn't believe dispensaries are genuinely legal, he's not going to be going door-to-door investigating them because there are simply too many. Quote, it's up to the state to decide what to do about them, and lawmakers are trying to decide how to do that. I have to make sure that I'm not trying to become the enforcer and the regulator of medical marijuana because I don't have the resources for it. Now, this contrasts with Sweeten earlier in the weekend saying, the time is coming where we're going to go into a dispensary, find out what their profit is, seize the building, and arrest everybody. They're violating the law. They're at risk of arrest and imprisonment. It's not medicine. We're still going to continue to investigate and arrest people. So a change in tone over at the DEA, and also on 9 News' website, the DEA now claiming that that this grower in Highlands Ranch was violating state law as well as federal law. Now, of course, even the state law is a gray area because the state has not yet passed really clear regulations on medical marijuana other than a constitutional amendment that enshrines the right of people to use medical marijuana in our Constitution. So the DEA, I wouldn't say this is being reined in, but somebody, I think, definitely got to the DEA and told this rogue agent, Jeffrey Sweeten, that, hey, buddy, you work for the President of the United States. You work for the Attorney General. You don't get to make decisions that run counter to the decisions of policymakers. And I think, obviously, this is good news, but I think it does suggest that there's a power play going on. And the news today across the state is filled with stories about the growing, no pun intended, the growing controversy over marijuana. On 9 News, can HOAs stop marijuana grows? At the Fort Collins, Colorado, the newspaper talking about how pot shops neighbors express safety and lifestyle concerns up in Fort Collins. This has nothing to do with what medical marijuana does as a substance. It's the whole cultural issue that we talk about here. People's unscientific reefer madness, right? It doesn't make any scientific sense to be completely fine with a Walgreens near your house or a bar near your house or near a school or a bar and restaurant near a school, but not a medical marijuana dispensary. That makes no scientific sense considering alcohol and prescription drugs are so much more powerful, toxic, and dangerous than marijuana. So this is the culture, reefer madness, people fearing the culture of marijuana. which I think is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's really, it just boggles my mind, right, that people would be okay. And we put it on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page, scroll down a little bit. You can see just, you know, in Stapleton as one example, the community up in arms that there's going to be a dispensary in a shopping area that's near a school, but everybody's celebrating that they're going to be serving beer now at a bookstore over there. And we've put up on our website now at am760.net, and I want you to go check this out at the top of the page. At the top of the page, Turk flagged this. Turk, tell us what you found yesterday.
Well, we got a letter from the Highlands Ranch Community Association on Sunday evening. I think I didn't open it up, or Stacy, my wife, didn't open it up until yesterday morning. And so we get this letter from them, and you've read it, and I was just really disturbed. It's basically like a narc on your neighbor thing, even though they don't know if it's improper use of land in Highlands Ranch. And it's just kind of one of these, like, narc at your neighbor type of situations.
Yeah, it's like totally tell on your neighbor.
Do you want me to read just the first sentence or two of it?
Yeah.
It says, reported marijuana growing operation in Highlands Ranch. It says, Nine News is reporting that there's a medical marijuana growing operation in Highlands Ranch. We understand this may not be an allowed land use in Highlands Ranch. And that's key right there. If members know where this or other operations of this type are located, please contact the HRCA at, and they give a phone number and an email address, and also, or the Douglas County Zoning Office at a certain number.
Right, so this goes out to the Highlands Ranch community.
Yeah, everybody
telling
lives
people
there
to spy on each other.
Yeah, basically. I mean, that's how I interpret it.
I mean, I don't think you're stretching that much for that kind of interpretation. I mean, this is telling people to be spying effectively on their neighbor. And that opens up a bigger debate.
And we did put it on the website, so people
right
can go and look at it there too.
Check it out. Now you make your own decision. You tell me if you think that's basically the community telling each other to spy on each other. You check out our website, am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page. And Turk and I were talking, you know, it's like, what's going to end up happening is you start putting this out there, and it's like you're going to start calling the zoning board, you're going to start calling the authorities because you may live next to somebody who smokes weed. Oh, I think they might have a grow house. This is the culture that I think is being created in this state and in our community, this culture of complete paranoia. And I think it raises a bigger question about privacy in general. And I want you to check it out at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Check out the Highlands Ranch newsletter about this. And as I said, this is not just about marijuana. This is about privacy. And so I want to ask the question whether we are seeing this paranoia and whether we are seeing the rise of this law and order mantra through the DEA now that is starting to infringe on our privacy. The headline that we'll get into after the break, Colorado at ground zero of controversial forensic technique with DNA databasing, Arapahoe County to use iris scans to ID suspects and create a database of iris scans, covert videotaping, a tool to fight crime or to intimidate people. Right, these are all headlines from Colorado in the last week. Are we seeing the rise of the national security state, Big Brother, right here in Colorado, whether it's marijuana issues, spy on your neighbor, or whether it's the police now using new technology to database our personal information? Does this make you worry that in a libertarian state, our rights to privacy are being infringed upon now? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We got open lines. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Good morning. Traffic is heavier than yesterday. We do see some stop and go already leaving Aurora southbound 225 from about Parker Road all the way down to the merge on 25. Northbounders hitting snags from the spillway up to Mississippi. On I-25, normal jams coming southbound leaving Thornton at 104th. Again, from I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Also, eastbound 270 filling up between 76 and Vasquez. Also, jams on the turnpike now eastbound between Federal and Broadway. We have a four-vehicle crash at Airport near 6th Avenue. Also, one on Colfax near Kalamath. Up in the high country, Loveland Pass shut down due to bad weather. They're also doing some avalanche control at the Eisenhower Tunnel on I-70. Expect some delays. Your forecast, sunny with light winds, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. Right now, 16 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Turn right in 1/2 mile.
I'm not great with directions.
Turn right now.
But now my GPS gets me wherever I need to go. TurboTax lets me do my taxes the same way. It guides me step by step through my return, searching for every deduction I deserve and helping me arrive at my maximum refund, guaranteed. No wonder it's the most trusted tax software in America.
See for yourself at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Total customer care. That's what makes Midas different. It's how we get to know you and your car, explain things in a way you'll understand, and give you service and repair options that respect your budget. From routine maintenance like oil changes, tires, and brakes, to advanced engine diagnostics and major system repair, come to Midas and see the difference total customer care can make. People and prices you can trust. That's the Midas touch.
Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results guaranteed. Ovation works.
Ovation cell therapy is so good, it's guaranteed.
I'm very pleased with Ovation. Your money-back guarantee got me to try it. My hair is much shinier, softer, and fuller looking. My stylist can really see the difference. My hair is so healthy. I can continue with perms and color. Ovation, for my money, you're the real deal.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout.
For real results, guaranteed, Ovation works.
This is Lori from the Dollars and Cents Show for Women. Join us every Saturday for Financial Straight Talk at 12:30 on AM760. Dollars and Cents for Women is the place to tune in for financial tips, stories, and advice. This Saturday at 12:30 on AM760.
Here's a newsflash for all you business owners. There are no shortcuts to success. Yes, making a go of it this year takes a customer-first attitude and a willingness to roll up your sleeves. That's why at Valpak we say this is the year of tenacity. And the year to ensure that your hard work reaps real rewards. From our famous blue envelopes to our new online tools, Valpak has what it takes to make this year your year. To learn more, call 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Senator Michael Bennett, how do we get to the point where we have an entire body of government that has done nothing but stall the will of the American people?
I asked the president that question. What are we going to do with this institution that's clearly broken? And he had a bunch of ideas about the last thing he said was he thought everybody would be better off if they stopped watching their cable TV.
Mario Solis Merritt.
They should listen to Mario's program.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They should be listening to us.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
7:21 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let me fill you in a little bit more on these stories that were off the wire over the weekend. We've been talking about marijuana, and we've been talking about this state-federal power struggle here. But I asked the question whether we are seeing a broader assault on our basic rights to privacy. And I ask that because here's a series of stories that came out last week. First, this caught me from the AP. Colorado at ground zero of controversial forensic technique. Police in at least two states are increasingly using a DNA crime-solving technique that some legal experts say amounts to guilt by association. If your brother, father, uncle, or son has been in trouble with the law and is in a DNA database because of it, you too could fall under suspicion. The technique known as familial DNA, a familial DNA search, and it is in what is believed to be a precedent-setting case. Denver police used it to help catch the burglar who left a drop of blood on a passenger seat when he broke a car window and stole $1.40 in change. A growing number of law enforcement agencies nationwide are considering whether to adopt the technique, which scientists say hold great promise. Then I saw this in the Denver Post. Arapahoe County to use iris scans to ID suspects. Arapahoe County Sheriff Grayson Robinson unveiled new technology that will allow officials to scan an arrestee's iris and within seconds retrieve pertinent electronic data about the suspect. And of course they'll build a database of that. Then I saw this on 9 News. Covert videotaping, a tool to fight crime or intimidate people. Each year, millions of dollars are spent trying to catch people who are faking injuries and falsely filing worker compensation claims. State lawmakers want to change that, but critics tell 9 News the bill would cause a significant increase in fraud. And this is about how Pinnacle, right now, helps employers perform surveillance on workers who potentially file worker compensation claims to see if they are faking or not. Now, Walmart, of course, has been sued over this issue. 7 former and current Walmart employees are suing the retail giant after one of its Pennsylvania stores installed a surveillance camera in a unisex bathroom used by employees and customers. And you may remember that back in 2007, a fired Walmart security worker confirmed a newspaper interview Wednesday in which he said he was part of a surveillance operation that spied on company workers, critics, shareholders, and consultants. Right, the company was spying on its own shareholders. So I ask the question, when you put that together with what we have on our website, am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page, this email going out to Highlands Ranch residents in the wake of this marijuana bust, this email going out saying, effectively, spy on your neighbor. Spy on your neighbor, and if your neighbor looks like they may be using marijuana or maybe growing marijuana, to call the authorities. Narc your neighbor. And so I ask this question, are we losing our privacy rights here? Are we seeing our privacy rights being trampled on by the DEA, which is ignoring presidential orders, Justice Department orders? Are we seeing our own local law enforcement using new technologies to try to build these big databases that help them potentially spy on us? Is this the national security state right up in our face? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, or am I just paranoid? Right? Feel free to tell me if you think I'm paranoid. You know, maybe I am paranoid, but I got to tell you something. I am real worried about what we are seeing right now. It just seems very, it's not just law and order, right? It's a lack of regard for people's personal choices, right? A guy gets busted for growing weed in his basement from a DEA that is running counter to what the DEA's officials are telling it to do. We got state and local law enforcement now using new technologies to build these huge databases of personal information. If somebody who I may be genetically related to gets in trouble or gets even just arrested, my information all of a sudden may be in a DNA database. I don't know. It's pretty freaky. I think it's pretty freaky. What do you think? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines here. And, you know, the thing is about this, I'll just say one thing before we get to the phones. You know, I don't mean to be super paranoid here. I mean to be realistic. But when you read all these stories together, it sure seems like Big Brother is right up in our face. Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
I live in an HOA, and I am less than a fan of HOAs. When I heard that report last night on Channel 9, I thought of Turk immediately, and I knew he would bring that letter in. But what they also said on the newscast was that they had been investigating this guy. They were going to do an expose on him, and the Homeowners Association got wind of it. And they had been demanding the guy's identity from the news station. This was before there was ever a raid. And they were demanding the information. So one wonders what they would have done with it. You know, this is like vigilantism. When I first started listening to AM 760 some years ago, I was driving home from my evening class, and there was a discussion about homeowners associations, and a woman called in from California. She said, well, I am the president of my HOA, and as such, I have the right to go into a resident's house and look at their phone bill to see who they've been calling, and I can look at their utility bill.
I mean, that's outrageous.
It's incredible.
That's just outrageous. Yeah. I mean, the thing is that I mean, that's got to be, I have to believe that's an extreme position for somebody to take. But I do think that people's rights as it relates to their HOA is a big deal. And I live in a place that we have an HOA, and I have never had a problem with our HOA. Actually, I had one problem with our HOA, if you must know. It was a crazy situation where I moved here after the big snowstorms, and we move in, and the HOA, literally a week after we move in, the HOA puts out a homeowner's, a facility-wide assessment for snow removal for the last year.
Oh, and you were found lacking.
That I hadn't even been living there, right?
Oh,
and so
yeah.
we got into it. I said to my HOA, I said, if you want to go, you can't charge me for services that I never, you know what I mean? And there was kind of a back and forth. My HOA was pretty cool with it, but this issue with what an HOA can do to you in terms of what you're doing within the walls of your house, right? And this idea that you've got now. And Turk, correct me if I'm wrong. That email came from is it your HOA or what was it?
It's the HRCA. Yeah, it's basically the homeowners association.
Okay.
There.
So the homeowners association. Now you've got a homeowners association in Highlands Ranch saying spy on your neighbor.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bring up this briefly, but 2 weeks ago I got a letter from them saying your house needs painting by July 1. The entire house and garage needs to be painted by July 1. I said, you're crazy. It was just painted before we moved in. Send somebody else out. Look at the garage. They came and they said, yeah, you're right. It doesn't need to be painted.
Yeah.
And it's just a joke.
I do think, look, I mean, and maybe this is, if people want to weigh in on this as well, you know, if you've got stories, I'd love to hear stories about people's HOA overreaching. Because that, Turk, that sounds to me like an overreach.
And they say they do it every couple, you know, every year they go through their, like, computer system and see what house has been painted when. And then they just go around, like, they send a couple people out and just go around and just write notes out and send notes out.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. My main thing with HOAs is where it gets, you know, it's not that I'm absolving it, but it's kind of like, there's one thing for the HOA to say, you know, clean up this or paint this. All right, you know, that's annoying. But it's another thing when the HOA starts saying, you know, violate people's privacy, right? Get within the walls of their house. So spy on your neighbor. I mean, that's really creepy. And I think when you put it together with the paranoia over marijuana, you put it together with the local and state law enforcement agencies now using DNA technology and databasing technology to build up their own databases, you start to wonder whether this place is becoming a little bit Big Brotherish. And it's really, really creepy. And you'd like the legislature and you'd like local authorities to say, hey, wait a minute. This is a libertarian-leaning state. A lot of people move here for their right to privacy. And this is kind of a live-and-let-live culture, or at least it has been. What is going on here?
Yeah. Fire
away.
Well, we did have a case here when the Iraq War started of a woman who wanted to paint a peace symbol on her barn and her HOA her garage, and remember that? Well, and she sued and she won. And generally, when people have the gumption to take these HOAs to court, they generally win.
Yeah, well, that's true. And, you know, and Kat, that's a really good point, and I want to echo it, which is that, look, you know, there's going to be this battle, I'm sure, over marijuana is going to hit. It's going to come to an HOA near all of us at some point. It's going to be, and we're already seeing it on 9 News right now, about whether HOAs can really do much of anything for you. And I think you're right to reiterate the fact that, first and foremost, people have to stand up and say that, you know, even though they live in an HOA, they have basic American rights to freedom, and that it's not a bad thing to stand up to your HOA. Hey, Kat, thanks for the call. 7:31 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, fill you in on this new story about how gun sales are at record levels in Colorado. Also, Boulder being named the happiest place in America by a national publication. We'll fill you in on that. Take some more of your calls. 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Is Big Brother here in Colorado? That's the question. Also, remember, 7:50, Time Warp Tuesday. Listen in. We're going to play those three clips. First person to call in and get them right, name the movies that they're from, wins two tickets to Denver Brewfest. That's at 7:50. All that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Do have some heavier traffic now. It's really slowing down on eastbound C-470, beginning at Lucent Boulevard all the way up past University. Also, speeds in the teens, southbound 225, Park Road at 25. And on northbound I-25 from Bellevue to Hammond. That's a real slow stretch for us this morning. Got a crash in the left shoulder, eastbound I-70 near Washington. And they're still trying to clean up this four-car crash on Airport Nick near 6th Avenue. Loveland Pass still shut down in the high country. It's icy and snow-packed in spots. spots between Georgetown and Vail. Forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, chilly, a high near 40. Right now, 16 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Start feeling better today. NextCare Urgent Care offers multiple walk-in locations for immediate caring and affordable health care, including conclusive H1N1 and seasonal flu testing. All major insurance accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit nextcare.com today.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text speakup to 411-247.
Changing the way America buys windows. That's Windows America. No games, no gimmicks. Just a great window at a great price. Visit Windows America at the Colorado Garden and Home Show at the Colorado Convention Center February 13th through the 21st and get their home show special. Triple pane windows installed for only $349. Click on the banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit WindowsAM.com. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network, Windows America, a better way to buy windows.
That's what I'm talking about. Now maybe my son will appreciate me for the true internet visionary roofer I truly am.
Well, I...
Yeah, I probably shouldn't push it.
Dex One. Marketing solutions, business results. Take your business up a notch. Call 1-877-4DEX now.
7:34 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to get to the phones in a second about this Big Brother issue. Is Big Brother alive and well in Colorado? But first, I just want to fill you in on a couple of local stories here that caught my eye this morning. Colorado residents are exercising their Second Amendment rights in record numbers, reports the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent. Gun sales surged to a new high before President Obama took office in January 2009. 1 year later, gun sales surpassed that record set in 2008, despite the recession's strong grip. According to data from the InstaCheck unit of CBI, the office that handles statewide background checks, the office approved 196,980 total background checks in 2008. In 2009, that was up to 202,000, half of which were gun sales. So Colorado quickly arming itself as we discuss this Big Brother issue. I wonder if those two are connected, people feeling that their privacy rights are being infringed upon and then also arming themselves. Also, this off the Denver Post today, Boulder ranks number one city in well-being survey. Life in Boulder is indeed good, maybe the best for any city in the United States, according to the Gallup HealthWays Well-Being Index released this week. Over a two-year period, Gallup took the pulse of the American public, quizzing 1,000 random people per day across the country. The Well-Being Index asked questions about health habits, did you smoke today, work environment, do you like your job? The poll also asked respondents to evaluate their lives, do you feel as though you're struggling, and whether respondents had access to basic things such as food, shelter, and health care. Boulder topped the list of cities, up from number 9 in 2008. So congratulations to Boulder. In Colorado, the top slot, the study peaked at the state of well-being in congressional districts, too. In Colorado, the top slot went to the 6th district, which includes Douglas, Arapahoe, and Elbert counties. Mike Kaufman, the congressman from the 6th District, says he's not entirely convinced. So congratulations to Boulder for being number one. We're going to go back to the phones now, 303-713-7600. Check our website, am760.net. This email that went out to John Turk's Homeowners Association, effectively asking people to spy on their neighbors down in Highlands Ranch. After this pot bust, the Homeowners Association effectively saying, spy on your neighbor. We're not sure if people are allowed to grow marijuana, even though medical marijuana is enshrined in our Constitution. And if you find anybody doing that, report them. And they gave all the information. Check it out. It's super Big Brother style on our website, am760.net. That was the email that went out. And the DEA seeming to back off today. The DEA agent who was saying, we're going to go into dispensaries, we're going to start arresting people, now saying, I'm not going to go door to door. The DEA now somewhat backing off. But I raised the question, when you put all of this stuff about marijuana, the DEA trying to crack down, you've got community city councils potentially trying to crack down, HOAs trying to crack down, and you've got all of these stories off the wire about state law enforcement agencies building DNA databases now that called familial DNA search. If somebody you're genetically related to gets arrested and swabbed and put into a DNA database, you're put into a DNA database as well, potentially. Now Arapahoe County, if people get pulled over, they can get an iris scan and your data for your iris scan put into a DNA database. Are we seeing the rise of Big Brother here in Colorado? 303-713-7600. I don't mean to be a conspiracy theorist, but it sure seems that way. What do you think? Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Ashley in Loveland. Ashley, you're on AM760.
Hello.
Hi there.
I wonder if Boulder is more healthy because they use more marijuana.
I saw somebody blogging about that yesterday when this story came out, and I wondered that as well. You know, and you know, God forbid anybody make that correlation, but it was one of the first things that I thought about.
The walks like a duck and quacks like a duck.
Exactly.
Okay, so I was calling. My kids go to Loveland. They're in the Thompson School District, and both my teenager and my son came home last year, especially my teenager son. He has on the back of his school ID card, it's safe to tell, and it's like an actual phone number. It's like a campaign to go ahead and tell. They bring it to you like it's safe to tell people are bullying you. But it's basically just open to tell on people.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of in the spirit of what we've seen after 9/11, where it's, you know, if you've been in New York City, for instance, on the subways, if you see anything suspicious, report it. Now, I kind of get it and I kind of don't, right? It's like we're kind of creating this culture of, like, everybody's watching everybody. Now, I get that you want to report. If somebody's doing something that I guess is, quote-unquote, suspicious, then I guess they should be reported. The problem is that how do you define suspicious, right? I mean,
exactly.
You know, that's where really where you start wondering, wow, are we creating a culture, and you give a great example in the schools for your kids, but are we generally creating a culture where we're all watching each other?
That's how I feel. You know, like, how come that isn't happening at my work? Why don't they have the same type of campaign? Why are they starting with our kids like that?
Yeah, you know what?
It's crazy.
And Ashley, I got to tell you something. I'm researching my book now, and I'm writing this chapter on militarism, and back in the 1980s. And what I've found is that one of the main ways that the government and that the establishment sold militarism in the 80s was specifically by selling it to children, because they
Africa and the apartheid.
And they understand. I've got these quotes from these generals, right, who are talking about how the mind of the child is the most malleable mind. And so you end up asking yourself when you look at what's going on, you end up asking yourself how much of this is directed at children, how much are we really teaching our society to really be paranoid, to really be a kind of national security state that is not really within our tradition as a country.
Right.
It's really freaky. And now I want to ask you before I get another call here, but I want to ask you this. Are you one of those people who said if there was a dispensary 500 yards or 1,000 yards from your kid's school, what would you say to that?
I mean, I wouldn't care, because it's just the same as having a 7-Eleven with beer. You know, you need to teach your kids right from wrong. And for me, I mean, honestly, I would rather my kids use marijuana than alcohol any day. But no, I don't have a problem with it.
And you know, I'm with you, and I've said that before, that the science on this is that, you know, unless you're somebody who believes that kids and when they become teenagers aren't going to experiment with stuff, unless you're deluding yourself into thinking that's the case for most kids, then you're putting it in the exact right terms, that marijuana is a choice between marijuana and something far more dangerous, far more addictive, far more toxic. And I think the more we talk about it, the more we get that out into the open and actually be honest about that, the more the culture will slowly change about these issues. Hey, Ashley, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye.
David in Highlands Ranch. David, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hey, David.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Hey, good. Look, I had an experience similar to Turk's. I lived down at Highlands Ranch, and I got this notice in the mail that said that my garage door color was not in compliance with rules of the association. And I said, okay, well, where's that notice coming from? And they said, well, we had some complaints from your neighbors, which I then responded, I said, okay, well, what neighbors are complaining that my garage door color's not in compliance?
I mean, seriously, right? You know, I always find this when my first reaction to stuff like that is like, don't these people have more time? Like, aren't these people busier? How much free time do they really have?
Well, exactly, and I think the joke was actually twofold. First of all, I was standing out in front of my house on the cell phone saying, I'm looking at the garage door, it's off-white, the house is off-white, and not only that, but the home that I purchased was the model home in Highlands Ranch, so I didn't paint it. It was done by the builders who presumably painted and created the house.
Originally,
in compliance with the codes.
Yeah,
ultimately, like Turk's complaint, they ended up dropping it against me. But it was an anonymous caller who called in and complained, and they just simply sent out the notice without any further investigation.
Well, I gotta tell you something, man. I mean, and this is the thing is that there is, I think, a growing impulse in this state, whether it's through HOAs, whether it's through law enforcement, and obviously whether it's through the federal offices of law enforcement, and whether it's on marijuana or any other issue. There is this struggle now between your right to privacy, your right to do what you want to do within your own home, and those who would tell you what you can and cannot do within your own home and with your own home. And I think that's what we're talking about. Big Brother doesn't just mean government, right? It means HOAs. HOAs is a kind of a form of government, and it's creepy. It's really, really creepy. And I'm with you. I'm kind of like, look. There are laws. If you're following the basic laws, if you're not causing a problem for your neighbor, then why can't your neighbor just stay the hell out of your business? You know, that's where I am. And this is the struggle now. I think marijuana has sort of opened up this question. How much are we going to really look into our neighbor's lives? And I want people to check AM760.net, click over to the David Sirota page, see this letter from Turk's HOA, telling people effectively to spy on their neighbor and report them if they see them doing anything that has anything to do with marijuana. It's pretty creepy. And I just throw the question out there. Am I crazy to think that when you put that together with the stories about the police building DNA databases, with the DEA now saying they're going to arrest people in dispensaries, when you put all that together, are we seeing the rise of Big Brother right here in Colorado? I think so. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Up next, the Colorado Springs editorial board. Oh, you know what? I'm going to say that one. Up next is Time Warp Tuesday. We're going to play those three clips, and then the first caller in to guess the movies that the clips are from wins those two tickets to Denver Brewfest. Time Warp Tuesday next after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. But we do have some stop and go up in the high country. It's really sluggish. Eastbound I-70 from the tunnel down to like Georgetown. It's also heavy around the metro. Northbound 225 struggling from about the spillway up to Mississippi. Southbound or stop and go Parker Road I-25. Normal jams on 25 going into Denver. Also heavy leaving Thornton 104th to 84th. Also from Emerson Street Bridge to Colorado. That's a hot spot this morning. Here's our crashes. Left shoulder eastbound I-70 near Washington. Four car crash at airport near 6th Avenue. A new one. Two cars involved here at 120th and Huron. Also one at 12th and Holly and Monaco at I-70. The forecast today, sunny with light winds, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, but warmer, highs in the upper 40s. Current downtown temperature, 18 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Answer the call. Front Range Travel Counts wants to know how you get around town. If you are called to participate, say yes, and you could win a bike. Front Range Travel Counts is calling your area to study traffic counts, and your information makes a difference. For info, visit nustats.com/frontrange.
Peter Baruch, Senior Compliance Director for the Business Software Alliance.
One out of every five software programs is stolen in the U.S. Consider what would happen to the challenged auto industry if one out of every five cars was stolen. Report software piracy. It's the right thing to do.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input B.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text SPEAKUP to 411-247.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First up at auction, we have here a very rare Ming vase from the Ming Dynasty. We will start the bidding at free. Do I hear free?
Free? I'll take it.
Sold to the young lady in the front row for $0.
Wait.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software. Visit TurboTax.com today. Choose easy. Trusted brand claim based on survey July 2009.
Others and which ones are starting to weaken. If you're in those, you might want to think about taking some action.
Give the team at Presidential Brokerage a call, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. I can't agree with you more, Jason. It's up and down, up and down. People need a strategy, especially right now. Again, 303-694-1600. Have a great one, man.
You too.
Giving you more for your money. It comes standard at Midas with the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. First, we'll inspect your brakes, and if needed, we'll install new brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service, just $99.99 per axle. Nobody beats Midas for value. That's the Midas touch.
Additional parts, labor, and taxes extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles are participating Midas.
Hi, this is Troy Hampshire, host of the Dollars and Cents Show. Join us every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. on AM 760. We are your 401k rollover and IRA specialists. Give your money the power and protection that you need every Saturday morning, 11 a.m., Dollars and Cents on AM 760.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 Max Gill & Grill gift certificate for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Time is fleeting. Madness.
When you hear that music, it's time for Time Warp Tuesday. Oh, we got a good one for you today. We got a really, really good one for you. First person to call in, don't call in yet, will win 2 tickets to Denver Summer Brewfest on July 23rd. Turk and I will be there. It's a great prize. All right, here's the challenge. These are 3 clips from movies. You have to name the movie, and I'm going to throw in a little twist here. You got to name an actor in the movie. You got to name one. It doesn't have to be the lead, but one actor in the movie. And these are clips of music within a movie. So these are the actors playing songs in the movie, songs specifically for the movies that they're in. So they're not like songs from outside sung by another band. They're actually songs in the movie. Okay, here's the first one. I think this is probably the easiest one. Remember, you got to name the movie and any actor in the movie. Here's the first one. Oh, wait, I'm having a little bit of a problem here. Well, I'm having a kind of a... Oh, here we go. My bad. Here it is. First one.
That's baby-making music. That's what that is. Let's go!
So that's the first one. Okay. Here is the second one.
You got the touch. You got the power.
There you go. So that's the second one. All right, now here's the third one. Remember, you got to name the movie and an actor in the movie. Here we go. You can call in now, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. First person to name these three movies that these songs are from and an actor in the movie wins two tickets to Denver Summer Brew Fest right now, 303-713-7600. I'll let this play out so you can hear it. Okay, so you just heard them, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. First person to name all three of those movies in order and an actor in the movie, any actor in the movie, wins two tickets to Summer Brew Fest. Here we go. In the order that they were received, who was up first? Let's see. I think Carlos in Denver. Carlos, you were up first. Fire away. What's your guess?
We had Anchorman with Will Ferrell. Then we've got... the last one was Revenge of the Nerds. I'm going to say Anthony Edwards. And then we got Boogie Nights with Mark Wahlberg.
Hey!
Nice!
I can't believe it, man. I cannot stump this audience. I cannot stump the audience, man. I tell you something. I swear, I've been trying to pick tougher and tougher ones. I can't, I mean, I guess this isn't that tough, but I would not have gotten that, and I consider myself a complete movie geek. You nailed it on the first one. Last week, somebody nailed it on the first one, too. Nice job, man. All right, Carlos, hang on. Turk is going to get your information, man. Congratulations. Nice guesses, buddy.
Pulling the Anthony Edwards was the good one. That's tough, man.
That
figuring
is
out
tough.
An actor from
Robert Carradine or Anthony Edwards?
What's Booger's real name?
I forget
exactly.
His name.
Exactly. Who was the other nerd's name?
My favorite in that video, of course. Can you name? I wonder if Turk, I'll put you on the spot. Can you name the violinist in that?
The red-haired actor?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I could not.
Come on, think about it. Imagine it.
Oh, you want me to name what his name is in the movie?
Yeah, do you know his name in the movie?
Oh, man. I know this movie pretty well.
He's the funniest character, man.
No, I can't think of it. What is it, Dave?
I can't remember his name in the movie, but it's Timothy Busfield. Remember, Timothy Busfield's was in 30-something, and then he was in Field of Dreams. He's in a lot of movies.
Yeah,
he's,
I didn't know his name.
He's fairly well known.
Really?
That was, you're right. Revenge of the Nerds asking for an actor. That was the hard one. Anthony Edwards, Robert Carradine, and I can't remember, and there's Timothy Busfield, I cannot remember Booger's name, but I tell you something, Carlos nailed it on the first
Anthony
one.
Anthony Edwards, ER.
Yeah, totally.
That's how he got famous.
That is how he got famous. Well, also, wasn't he in Gotcha?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gotcha. What a great movie.
I can't. You pulled that seriously out of thin air.
I know.
You enjoy that movie, God? That has to be one of the lamest movies ever.
It is one of the lamest movies. But Linda Fiorentino's in that,
right?
And she's kind of attractive.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Yeah. 7:57 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So that was Time Warp Tuesday. I'm going to really try next week. I'm going to try to make it harder. Trying to make it way harder because we keep getting guesses on the first guess where they're exactly right. All right. In the next hour, we're going to check in with Dave Zirin. That's right. Turk mentioned, he just mentioned in my ear, that Timothy Busfield played Poindexter. That's right.
I'm not just saying that. I was going to say that, but I was like, no, that's
right.
It wasn't Poindexter.
Right, because I used to get called in high school sometimes when I was a nerd. You're being such a Poindexter. All right. Up next, we're going to check in with Dave Zirin, the sports writer from The Nation, straight from Vancouver. What's going on up there? He'll tell us what's going on up there. And then we're going to open up a discussion. I want your thoughts on a new study that says that people become more liberal when they go to college. A conservative group has put out a study saying that people They are reporting that they have data that suggests that people become more liberal when they go to college, or that college graduates effectively are more progressive or liberal than their counterparts. And, of course, the conservative group is arguing that means it's because these people are being indoctrinated in college because, you know, professors are liberal and the education establishment is supposedly liberal. I think there's a different reason. I think when people are exposed to lots of different thoughts, lots of different ideas, lots of different people, that they become more tolerant, that they become more progressive. But I'm going to fill you in on the details of this study and see what you think. I'm sure there's going to be folks out there who are going to say, no, it's because they're being indoctrinated to places like CU. I don't think that's what's going on, but we will debate it in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after our interview with Dave Zirin about Vancouver up next.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Seizing on an issue that's long been a Republican talking point, President Obama's about to open a new door on nuclear energy.
The White House hopes the president's backing for what would be the first new nuclear plant in 30 years will power up bipartisan support for energy and climate bills stalled in the Senate. Many Republicans cheered the State of the Union Energy Jobs Initiative.
And that means building a new generation of safe, clean nuclear power plants in this country.
The president's plan calls for more than $8 billion in loan guarantees to help a utility build two reactors in Georgia. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Senator Evan Bayh tells the CBS Early Show he may be retiring from the U.S. Senate, putting another Democratic seat up for grabs, but he's not done yet.
I'm going to play until the final second ticks off the clock, and then think about what's next.
What information will he reveal? Lots of questions about Mullah Baradar, the Taliban number two, seized by U.S. intelligence officials and Pakistani forces in Pakistan and said to be talking to interrogators. CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate says it may have other Taliban figures thinking about their security in Pakistan.
At this point, no doubt the Afghan Taliban leadership is trying to hide, make sure they're not captured in cities like Karachi and Quetta, where they're likely housed.
Wanted, pregnant women for an ambitious and expensive study of children's health. The aim is to enroll 100,000 women to study their children and environments from the womb to age 21.
It's a large enough study that it will allow for the identification of kids with autism. It allows for the follow-up of children who are born tiny. It allows for looking at a variety of factors.
Milton Cuttlechuck, a professor of maternal health at Boston University, says the $6 billion study may identify factors that play a role in the health of children and adults. A hormone that helps mothers and babies bond may help adults with autism.
It was a small study, just 13 people with high-functioning autism spectrum disorders. But after inhaling the hormone oxytocin, they were more likely to understand social cues in test situations. The French researchers chose oxytocin because it's been shown to help nursing mothers bond with their babies and because many autistic people have low levels of the hormone. Now the researchers want to see if administering it to autistic children helps them develop better social skills. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Some prestigious awards are being handed out under a cloak of anonymity. CBS's Barry Bagnano joins us live.
It's the first George Polk Award given to unknown journalists. For this video of the shooting of an Iranian protester, curator John Darnton says it recognizes in this internet age, everyday people can chronicle events.
And it carries genuine news value.
Among the other winners, New York Times correspondent David Rode for detailing his kidnapping by the Taliban, and Steve Croft and Leslie Cockburn of CBS News' 60 Minutes. Steve?
Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 71 points. This is CBS News.
Mark, technician from SafeLight and Elite Auto Glass.
My customer had a small chip on her windshield, but ignored it. Then the other day, she started her cold car, cranked up the heat, and crack, it spread. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight Elite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Call SafeLight Elite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado's two Democratic U.S. Senate candidates meet tonight for their first debate. Incumbent Senator Michael Bennett and challenger Andrew Romanoff will field the same questions during a forum at the Auraria campus. The event is sponsored by the Denver Young Democrats. It is open to the public. President Obama is supporting Bennett and will be in Denver on Thursday for two fundraising events. CU students got to see a friendly exchange last night between two well-known political figures. More than 2,000 people watched the debate between former DNC Chairman Howard Dean and former Bush White House Chief of Staff Karl Rove. The two men talked about a number of controversial issues, including health care reform and government stimulus. In sports, Colorado returns to the Olympic Games primetime spotlight tonight. Aspen's Jeremy Abbott skates for the U.S. Abbott's the defending U.S. champ and talks about what is going to go through his head minutes before he takes the ice.
I like to visualize my program and the performance that I want to do, and I talk to my coaches, and if I have any nerves or anything that's bothering me, I make sure to tell them and just get it out.
Six members of Abbott's family made the trip to Vancouver. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where an accident southbound I-25 at University really starting to back things up. In fact, speeds underneath the bridges are going to drop down into the teens and single digits. It's going to cost you about 30 minutes of drive time as you're trying to get from the tech center, or from downtown rather, towards the tech center. Northbounders through that stretch, speeds are a little faster, but it's still going to be about double normal, that drive time. Eastbound C-470 struggling, Lucent all the way up towards University with speeds running in the 30-mile-an-hour range. We've got crashes. 70th and Broadway, 120th and Huron, 12th and Holly downtown, and one on Monaco at I-70. That one's going to be out of your way shortly. Quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the low 40s today to go along with some sunny skies. Currently 19. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Start feeling better today. NextCare Urgent Care offers multiple walk-in locations for immediate caring and affordable health care, including conclusive H1N1 and seasonal flu testing. All major insurance accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit NextCare.com today.
With its unique combination of high resale value and 3-year 36,000-mile no-cost maintenance, the 37-mile-per-gallon Mini Cooper is a smart buy. You could say it delivers fiscally prudent, environmentally sensitive, flat-out, full-on, gopher-probe, no-holds-barred, white-knuckle go-kart handling motoring excitement starting at $19,500. Or you could just say it's a smart buy. Right now, get 1.9% APR financing on all 2010 models. Learn more at miniusa.com/info.
MSRP includes destination and handling, excludes license, registration, taxes, and options.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Wow. 8:07 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm trying not to choke on my breakfast. I always tell you that I'm always shoving down breakfast between 7 and 8, and in the 8 a.m. break. It's one
of the 7:58 to 8:05 is where David slams it down.
I know. It's like one of the occupational hazards of this job.
Is and one of the things I've noticed, Dave, is when I eat, especially like, you know, when we eat bagels in the morning here, my throat's like I'm struggling for air the rest of the day.
I know because
you know that when you eat, you're struggling for air
because you're literally shoving food in your pie hole, right. And it's hard to like breathe. And yeah, the rest of the day it sort of sits there. So that's one of the occupational hazards of doing morning radio, and I've learned it. I'm still trying to deal with it. So bear with me, folks, and bear with both Turk and I. We both have colds today. Checking in with us now is Dave Zirin, the sports writer for The Nation. He's up in you're not in Vancouver. You're not in Vancouver, but you've been obviously following what's been going on up in Vancouver. You can find Dave's work at edgeofsports.com. All right, Dave, tell us your initial thoughts about what's going on at the Winter Olympics.
Sure. You know, I was in Vancouver for quite a few days before getting back here to D.C., and what you're having there is a huge story that the mainstream press just is not covering. And, I mean, there's have been very little to cover other than the horrible death of a Georgian loser in terms of hot-button issues at these Olympics, but you also have thousands of people in the streets protesting in Vancouver. You have thousands of police officers trying to corral those thousands of people in the streets. You have a huge tent city in Vancouver, for goodness sakes, to protest the fact that the city had to bail out the Olympic Village. And you had what I thought should have been just a story that the mainstream media would jump on, the whole presence of Black Bloc protesters breaking some windows downtown. But then the Olympic Resistance Network has come forward and claimed that they're provocateurs, which a lot of people in Vancouver, I hear, believe that and are sympathetic to that notion. So it's pretty hot there.
Tell us why you think the media has not been covering this. I mean, is this a... I read an earlier piece of yours before the Olympics about how even there's even been a crackdown on independent media to try to even get the word out about this.
Absolutely. Independent reporters have been literally deported from Canada and prevented from reporting on what they were going there to do. This one young man, Martin Macias, who's 20 years old only, they stuck him in a room for 3.5 hours, questioned him, kept him in that room for 7 hours in total, and then told him he'd have to buy his own ticket to go back to Chicago at a cost of $1,300. And when he said he didn't have the money, I mean, he's 20, they just stuck him on a puddle jumper to Seattle.
Let's step back for a moment and just tell us, for those who don't know, tell us what exactly the grievance is among the protesters, among the people who are not happy with what's going on at the Olympics in Vancouver.
Well, it's grievances you see with almost every Olympics, except this time it's run like a runaway train into the global recession, making everything that much more sharp and that much more painful. The projects have come in insanely over budget. The city has had to bail out the fact that they haven't gotten enough corporate underwriters for the games. The early projections that it would bring $10 billion into the city of Vancouver was amended by Price Waterhouse, the famed accounting firm that does the Oscars, of course, and it was said that they would bring in less than $1 billion into Vancouver.
Why would the Canadian leadership, even the Vancouver municipal leadership, which I assume supported trying to get the games there?
Yeah, okay,
why would a city and a province and a federal Canadian government want that if they had a sense that that these problems were coming?
Well, that's one of the things. Who did sense these problems were coming? Because you have to understand the bidding process for these games happens years and years and years in advance.
I see.
So you're talking about 2002 arguments for the 2010 games, and nobody was foreseeing just the crash of the global markets then. So, you know, you think, well, sure, there'll be some grumbling, but typically about 30 days out, the populace starts to get into the spirit of it.
But how does the crash of the global economy, I mean, how does that exacerbate the situation with budget outlays?
Great question. Think about the famed Dallas Cowboys Stadium, $1.5 billion. I assume you've seen footage of that monstrosity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you notice, it's called Cowboys Stadium.
Right.
Why is it called Cowboys Stadium? They don't have a corporate underwriter to buy the naming rights. They've been desperately looking for them. Why don't you have corporations wanting to do that? It has everything to do with the global recession. Apply that to Vancouver. It's the same thing. They thought they would have enough corporate underwriting to pay for the Olympic Village, but the checks just were not getting written, so they bailed out the corporations, and they took it out of the taxpayers' pockets to do it. So you have this situation. Let me just put it even in much more simple layman's language here. Imagine me, it's my first day in Vancouver, I pick up the local newspaper, very mainstream, corporate, bubblegum press, and the top flap is like, Olympic fever catches Vancouver. Bottom flap, 800 teachers get letters that they're going to be laid off because of a $35 million budget shortfall. I mean, you don't need a master's in political science to look at that front page and say, something stinks here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the situation really is stark when and especially if those two situations are happening simultaneously. 8:13 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Joining us again is Dave Zirin, the sports writer. He was up in Vancouver. You can find his work edgeofsports.com. With this crackdown, what you kind of got a media freeze out. The media is not really reporting on the tumult there. You've got the Canadian government trying to tamp it down. What do you think will come out of this? I mean, will there be any kind of broader public awareness about this situation, and not just this situation, but the situation moving forward for potentially other Olympic cities in the future?
Well, two things to say. First of all, this won't shock you. If people go to democracynow.org, which does not employ me, that wasn't a cheap plug, they've actually had footage on the ground in the streets of Vancouver of what's happening. So if people want a real visualization of what I'm talking about, go to democracynow.org. Once again, that was not a paid announcement, but just
no worries. You can promote Democracy Now on this, on at least on this show, as much as you want.
Yeah, that's what makes this show special, though. I wish it wasn't the exception in that regard. But the second point, though, that you made, what was your question?
Well, no, my question is whether other cities moving, you know, in the out years, whether they will look at what's going on here and say, hey, maybe this isn't such a good bargain.
There we go. I do think so, but it's been in lock. Now it's in lockdown, though. You've got the next summer games. We already know that they're going to be in London, and there are already protests in London around this stuff. And then you've got the next winter games in Russia, and then you've got the next summer games after that in Rio.
What is the solution to this, though?
The solution. Well, first of all, it is just worth note. You know, some of those countries I named: Brazil,
yeah, right.
Russia. We just got out of Beijing. I think that's going to be the future of the Olympics: is the BRIC countries and going to countries where you can really smash civil disobedience and without it getting an international outcry.
Democracy, it's a less democratic places where smashing down protest is sort of more, if not tolerated, more part of the political culture.
Yeah, but also I also think it's connected to racism in the global media, too. I mean, there's a difference between clubbing white folks in Europe and Canada or going after cracking brown heads in Brazil. I think you're unfortunately right.
But I guess what is the solution? I mean, is it not have an Olympics?
I have a solution.
Okay.
This is a really easy, easy solution. And it's so simple, it maddens me that it's not discussed more. First of all, you got to abolish the IOC. That's the easy thing. I mean, they're disgusting. It's like a free-floating corporation. They demand that cities become franchises, basically. I mean, you're no longer Vancouver. You're Mick Vancouver, a subsidiary of the IOC.
Mm-hmm.
But the solution is you find a permanent Olympic site. That's the solution. You find somewhere where they, because that's one of the things that's really maddening people in Vancouver, is that they did the Winter Games in Calgary in 1988. And those structures are still there in Calgary, largely unused in the last 22 years.
You know, I'm really glad
So why not just do it again in Calgary?
I'm really glad you bring this up because I've never understood this, right? I never understood it with the old World's Fair, right? They would build these structures, right? And then it would be like, all right, see you later. We're going to go do another World's Fair over here. We're going to do another Olympics over here. And you built these, you know, these stadiums. And I've never really understood that. And I guess the only justification for moving it around is that different cities want the benefits every 4 years, and that's a way to sort of spread the wealth?
Well, that's the reality underneath it, but they would rest it more on tradition, that the Olympics aren't a global event that belongs in no country. The IOC is stateless. They say it proudly. I think it's frightening that they're stateless. They're subject to
no law, authority
whatsoever.
Right.
It's a little frightening. But the problem there is that they would rest on tradition when the reality is the Olympics normally, in normal times, are an absolute corporate feeding frenzy. I mean, the control that they have over a city, just to give you an idea, every single billboard in Vancouver now is run by the IOC. Every single billboard.
That is really...
One library, this is a Sirota story right here, one library, public library in Vancouver, was so freaked out about the laws that said that only official sponsoring Olympic corporations can have public visibility during the games. That was passed in the city council. So a librarian went around the library and put little pieces of silver electrical tape over the brand names of the library computers because it wasn't an official sponsor in Vancouver.
That's why
they want the Olympics. Talk about branding power.
I mean, seriously, we were just talking about Big Brother. I mean, you're making, when I hear what you're saying, it's like the IOC is Big Brother, but it's not governmental. It's sort of, as you say, this free-floating, stateless sort of corporation that in an Olympic city, even like Vancouver, a city in Canada, an industrialized Western city, if you will, they have completely taken over.
Yeah. It's their town now. You could even get fines for having anti-Olympic signs in your window home.
It is just really, really freaky. Well, you can check Dave Zirin's work at edgeofsports.com. Again, edgeofsports.com. We check in with him with as much time as he can give us. Dave, always good to talk to you. Keep up the great work, man.
Oh, my privilege.
Good talking to you, man. All right. 818 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, a new study says that kids become more liberal because of college, that when they go to college, they become liberal because they are indoctrinated. Do you buy it? I'll fill you in on the details of that study. A story on the study ran up in the Boulder Daily Camera a couple days ago, and it caught my eye. And, of course, you've got conservatives saying, oh, this is because liberal professors are indoctrinating young minds. I think I have a different take. My take, and I'll fill you in, I'll expand it a little bit for you, but my take is that when kids are exposed to different cultures, to different ideas, they become more open-minded, and they become more progressive, and they become more empirical in their analysis of what's going on in the world, and that makes them, again, more progressive. Conservatives say no. Colleges are indoctrinating our kids. What do you think? We'll get into it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. We do have some heavy traffic and a bad accident southbound I-25 at University. Those delays go back to before Broadway around Lincoln. Also got a crash on the ramp to Alameda from northbound I-25. That's causing jams all the way back to University as you northbounders are trying to get from the Tech Center into downtown. Also stop and go southbound 225, Parker Road to I-25, and northbound I-25 down on the south end from Surrey Ridge up to C-470. Just cleaned up that crash eastbound I-70 at Pecos. Now we have a crash left shoulder eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan. Here's some more accidents. Car versus semi, 70th and Broadway, and a two-car crash at 120th and Huron. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, windy, warm, though, with a high of 40 degrees. Right now, we're at 22 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The cold.
We can't cook. We can't shower. Got a backed up sink. We've been waiting for 8 hours.
All 9.
The kids are starting to stink.
Drain Solvers won't keep you waiting, so don't wait or delay, and your kids can bathe today. Call Drain Solvers 303-423-1000. Get a drain cleaning for only $99 and get your sewer lines cambered for only $79. Drain Solvers, just a call away, 303-423-1000 or drainsolvers.com.
And tile. I urge you to shop prices. Buy and build, can't lose. 4800 Washington Street, 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net.
People everywhere recommending Ovation Cell Therapy for thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair, guaranteed.
I started using Ovation for my thinning hair, but Ovation has also cleared up the skin condition on my scalp I've been fighting for over 20 years. Ovation really works.
Log on to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout.
For real results. Guaranteed.
Ovation works. Ovation is for real. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Or get your money back. Guaranteed.
Since I've been using Ovation, I've noticed a significant difference in the texture and shine. And my hair has grown at least 2.5 inches. Ovation does all it claims to do. I'd recommend Ovation to everyone. And I do.
Log on to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results. Guaranteed. Ovation works.
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from LendingTree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, parents, you don't need the latest gizmo slang or clothes to be a perfect parent, because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Tuna melt and fries.
Good.
Tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back.
This is great.
tuna melt and fries with 3% cash back and no interest.
Mmm, delicious.
Anywhere you eat, from takeout to sit down, you'll get 3% cash back when you use Chase Freedom today. Avoid interest on everyday purchases by paying in full with Blueprint. This is more than a cash back card. It's freedom. Enroll now at chase.com/freedom.
Chase cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
What people in America don't get is that it's not a this or not this. It's a this or that. It's not a you have big government or you have small government.
Learn a little something. Afternoons at 1.
Let's go back to what the founders had. The Boston Tea Party was a revolt against a tax cut by the British government to put entrepreneurial tea sellers in the colonies out of business.
Tom Hartman on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
They're here. It's this weekend, right, Turk?
Yes, it's this Saturday night. It's the third annual Mile High Mardi Gras at the Fillmore. And Galactic is playing with Carl Denson's Tiny Universe and another band called Kinetics, which I've not heard, but Carl Denson's
awesome. I got to try to get
tickets. Awesome. Yeah, you should go with me, man.
Yeah, we should go together. That would be cool. Yeah, we should go. I had to, of course, check with the
the warden?
With the
I'm just kidding, Dave. Joke. Emily, I'm kidding.
He's kidding.
I am kidding. That's what I call my wife.
He's kidding. Too.
I think that's what a lot of husbands call. So, seriously, now I'm going to be in the doghouse all day.
In a big doghouse.
Sorry, dude. Emily.
Man, you should say sorry to Stacy.
Sorry, Stacy.
825 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. In the first hour, we talked about the DEA potentially, well, at least lightening its rhetoric about the crackdown on medical marijuana. So that's good news. And we talked about some other stories off the wire about Colorado law enforcement agencies kind of going a little bit Big Brother, putting together a database of DNA information, new iris scan database as well. Pretty creepy stuff. And we're going to switch over here. And if you want to weigh in on that, feel free to weigh in on it. But I want to turn to this story as well that I saw a couple days ago in the Boulder Daily Camera. It's linked on our website, am760.net. A new report shows that while college students have been shown to fail when it comes to understanding core civics, they become, says this report, more liberal on controversial social issues during their pursuit of higher education. The Intercollegiate Studies Institute, which the Boulder Daily Camera notes is a conservative think tank, officially released a report that shows people with college degrees are more likely to support gay marriage and abortion and less likely to think that the Bible is the word of God. The report, called The Shaping of the American Mind, says colleges nationwide fail to adequately teach civic knowledge, an argument based on results of the Institute's past surveys, but they do influence students when it comes to polarizing social topics. The authors conclude that if students had a better grasp of civic knowledge, they'd be more likely to embrace free enterprise and the notion that anyone can succeed with hard work and perseverance. In the report, 25% of respondents who earned only a high school diploma supported same-sex marriage, compared with 39% of people holding a bachelor's degree and 46% of people of those with a master's degree. And this story goes on to detail some more of these numbers. In 2007, the group's report showed that freshmen averaged 50% on its civics test that included U.S. history, government, and the economy. Seniors scored 54%. CU students were not involved in the 2007 test. 3 years ago, CU's regents decided to direct an extra $22,000 in donated money every year to the Western Civilization Center on the Boulder campus. On top of that, $86,000 in earnings accumulated from the endowment helped fund the center. And so the question is whether you buy this. And if you do buy it, what you think the reasons are. Now, the conservatives would say, well, look, colleges teach kids to be liberal. And colleges are basically in the business of indoctrination. And so we have a problem in this country with the indoctrination system. We were talking earlier in the last hour about how the establishment, and I do believe this, the establishment does look to shape young minds because those are the most shapeable, right? It's like you try to teach a kid skiing, or you teach a kid, a different language, a second language, it's easier to teach them that language when they're very young rather than when they're an adult. So the conservatives argue that this proves that colleges are bastions of liberal indoctrination. And that's why they've called, you know, we had this whole debate about whether Tom Tancredo should be allowed to become a tenured professor up at CU. And the argument was, well, you know, it's the education up there is too liberal. See, I have a different take on this. My take is that the more education you get, the more you are exposed to different people, different kinds of people, the more tolerant you become, the more open-minded you become, the more ultimately progressive you become, because that is one of the key tenets of being a progressive, is to be open-minded and is to be tolerant, especially tolerant of other people, other kinds of people than yourself. You know, there's the whole idea that that have you ever seen the movie Milk, about gay rights, that there are study after study after study show that the more people are exposed and know personally gay people, the more gay people are accepted into society, as they should be. It's the same thing, I think, with abortion. The more you are exposed to different ideas about abortion and who should make those choices, and the more tolerant you become of other people's religious views, the more you say, you know what, no matter where I personally come down on abortion, it should be up to a woman to make the decision for herself, between her and her doctor. And so I don't think it's indoctrination. I just think it's a product of, if you are exposed to different ideas and different kinds of people, you become more tolerant. What do you think? 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Put the story up on our website at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll take your calls. We'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is busy for us now. We do have some stop and go most everywhere you're headed this morning. Major accident, southbound I-25 at University. That's caused some delays back to Broadway. Also have a crash on the ramp to Alameda from northbound I-25 as you make your way around that curve. That's caused some problems back to University. Also heavy approaches into Denver on I-25, southbound side from 48th past Spear. Northbounders from about Evans all the way down around DU and into downtown Denver. Also got a crash left shoulder eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan, and a car versus semi at 70th and Broadway. Your forecast today, sunny with light winds, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy but warmer with highs in the upper 40s. Our current downtown temperature is 22 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you want the best price when you sell your gold, it's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
10, 9, 8.
As this year gets underway, stop making resolutions that don't work and start losing weight. Join Weight Watchers for free right now. Weight Watchers breaks weight loss down into achievable steps so you can start off right, learn to lose weight, and keep it off. Call 1-800-START-NOW or visit WeightWatchers.com and join for free today. Weight Watchers. Stop dieting. Start living. Registration fee waived. Must pay meetings fees. Valid in participating areas only. Hurry, offer ends March 13th.
Changing the way America buys windows. That's Windows America. No games, no gimmicks. Just a great window at a great price. Visit Windows America at the Colorado Garden and Home Show at the Colorado Convention Center February 13th through the 21st and get their home show special. Triple pane windows installed for only $349. Click on the banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit WindowsAM.com. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network. Windows America, a better way to buy windows.
Hey, it's Dave Sirota. You've got to visit the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. It's absolutely the best place in town to get incredible Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And they offer vegan and vegetarian menus. Visit one of their two great locations, in Arvada on Ralston Road and Old Wadsworth, and 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Mention this ad and get 10% off your bill. The YakandYeti.com.
Total customer care. That's what makes Midas different. It's how we get to know you and your car, explain things in a way you'll understand, and give you service and repair options that respect your budget. From routine maintenance like oil changes, tires, and brakes, to advanced engine diagnostics and major system repair. Come to Midas and see the difference total customer care can make. People and prices you can trust. That's the Midas touch.
Citizens, stand by for vital financial information from Lending Tree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
8:30. My bad. 8:34 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. It is less chilly out than it was yesterday. February, a tough month. If you don't like winter, going up to about the 40s today. Crystal clear out there. Snow later on in the forecast later on this week. Doesn't look like it's going to be cold enough to stick, but you never know. We're talking about this new study, as reported in the Boulder Daily Camera, that says, it's from a conservative think tank, and it's linked on our website, by the way, am760.net, that says that college kids become more liberal on social issues in particular, but more liberal in general, when they go to college. The kids who go to college become more liberal, and conservatives arguing that this is because colleges indoctrinate college kids, that colleges and higher education is a bastion of liberal indoctrination. I take the other view. I say if you accept that their study is true, and I don't have any reason not to accept that, I think it's because when people are exposed to newer and different ideas and different kinds of people, that they become more open-minded. And that they also get better rooted in the real world in terms of what's really going on. And this is a key point. That, I mean, it's like Stephen Colbert's old adage that reality or truth has a liberal bias, or facts have a liberal bias, right? That if you are growing up being told, oh, all we have to do to fix the economy is tax cuts, and then you go to college and you take a course in economics and you see that, well, we've been cutting taxes and it's not been helping the economy, you may not be so reflexively for tax cut. You may take a more progressive view of tax and budget policy. Not because you've been indoctrinated, but because you've learned the facts. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Billy in Denver. Billy, you're on AM 760.
Hello,
Billy.
Yes, David, great to be on. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
I may have a little bit different perspective. I'm an older student, just about to finish a bachelor's degree, and I go to a smaller school, more of an online, on-campus combination thing. And I've actually found that study to be exactly the opposite. Obviously, I'm in business, and I take a lot of management and economic courses, and I found that most of those actually come from a conservative instructor. So I'm not sure, you know, if I had maybe a different instructor, maybe then I would have a little bit different view. But I've been pushed very conservatively in those views, and exactly as you stated, the more that I try to encompass and understand economics and business and microeconomics and macro, the differences, and with taxes and like you were talking about with raising taxes and lowering taxes and how that affects the economy. There's so many different things. I absolutely am pushed, towards the progressive, position, even though my instructors teach a conservative viewpoint on economics.
Well, there's a couple things that you've raised, and for let's be fair to the study, and I should be more. It's my fault. But the study is has an emphasis on social issues. So, but it also talks in general about liberalism in general. And the complaint on economics is that if kids were supposedly not indoctrinated, that they'd be more embracing of free market ideology. Now, as it relates to that ideology and to economics, as you talk about, look, I think one of the unwritten stories of the whole debate over education is, as you say, is the conservatism embedded in the economics discipline. That economics, a lot of economics is theoretical. A lot of economics is based on theorems. And a lot of those theorems are ideologically conservative. And the conservative movement has benefited from a political debate that accepts as unquestioned truth economic theories under the veneer of the economics academic discipline that are wholly subjective, that are wholly ideological in their basis. And so I am not surprised that you are studying economics in college and you are seeing that. The only thing I would be surprised about I'm not surprised about it, but I think if you're not on the lookout for it, right, if you're not sort of keyed into, hey, wait a minute, you know, what ideological assumptions are being made here in what I'm learning on economics, if you're not thinking about that, it's easy to be indoctrinated quite the opposite way. Now, it sounds to me like you were sort of thinking about this before you went into studying what you're studying.
Well, you know, interestingly, I was probably more in the middle, registered independent and not necessarily left or right when I first started. And I'm much, much more progressive now. But I've been, like you said, in taking economics, I feel like they push the conservative idea. And where I feel like there's an argument, they portray this as fact.
You know, and Billy, thanks for your call. And I want to mention to you an article. And if you send us an instant message at our website am760.net, I'll make sure we bounce the link to the article right back to you. There was a great article in the Nation magazine about a year and a half ago by my friend Chris Hayes about how progressive economists and what they call heterodox economists have been shoved out of the economics profession. And there was he reports on this convention of more progressive economists, and he goes through all of these all of the things that you raise, and it's really fascinating how in the economics profession in particular, there really is a conservative bias. It's almost I can't believe anybody would deny that there are so many free market, and free market, by the way, is a conservative assumption. There are so many free market assumptions rooted in economics. That to call that a non-ideological academic discipline, I think, is to try to defraud people, in large part, who study it in school. Hey, thanks for the call, Billy. Great call. Let's go to Adam in Westminster. Adam, you're on AM760.
Hey, yeah. Great show. I love the lead-in music that you guys use. But anyway, I think the think tank might be onto something, but they're missing the full point. You got to think of the actual occupation of being a college professor. What kind of people does that occupation attract? It doesn't really attract many conservatives. If there was a way to, you know, I don't want to use the word greed, but all right, I said it. You know, if there was a way for them to make more money and, you know, cut the piece of pie up bigger for themselves, you know, you'd probably see a lot more conservative professors. But it's just
that's interesting. That's interesting that education, that the idea of spending your professional life imparting knowledge to people, which is a fundamentally altruistic kind of endeavor.
Yeah, you don't make a lot of money doing it.
You don't make a good living, but yeah, it's not the way to go Gordon Gekko and make millions of dollars. That's right. That it's a fundamentally altruistic endeavor, and that might attract people with a more progressive, altruistic sensibility. That makes sense. Although, let me just ask you this, Adam. Do you buy the idea that the reason kids are more liberal on social issues is because they've been indoctrinated by those professors, or do you think it's something else?
No, I think it's kind of twofold. I don't think so much of an indoctrination. I think you're kind of more of what the point you were making as far as, you know, they're presented the facts and they kind of see how these principles work in practice and how a lot of sometimes the free market does not work in practice. You know, it makes, you know, 1% of the population own 99% of the wealth. You know, if when you have unchecked free market, when they see these facts and then they realize, you know, especially, you know, I'm a student of history myself. I'm looking at all these different countries, you know, where you know, if you have a greater and greater people missing their meals because their, you know, bosses are keeping more of their money, it's how you have a social revolution. That's how those things break out.
Yeah, and I think so, on social issues too, I think it's like, you know, I think it's like the more different kinds of people you know, the less of a racist or the less of a hater or the less of an anti-gay activist you're likely to be if you actually know some gay people and some minorities, and you know them as people.
Yeah, and another thing on top of that too, I noticed, like, fellow students I see that are, you know, have a conservative fiscal policies, a lot of them are libertarian.
Oh, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And my problem with that ideology, and it's a separate conversation, my problem with that ideology, the sort of I'm free market but I'm also socially liberal, is that I think there's a, in some ways, a conflict there. I think there's a conflict in saying, in being a socially liberal, tolerant person who theoretically cares about others, who also says that we shouldn't have fiscal or economic policies that help those people. I think there's a little bit of a conflict there, but I do agree with you. I do agree that you can be a free market person and you can also be a social libertarian. It's a good point. Hey, Adam, thanks for the call. Let's go to Kelly in Boulder. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Dick, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I think to say that it's an indoctrination is a misterm. You can't use that word. I mean, and the reason why is this, is when you look at an institute of higher education like college, universities, I mean, the point of that university is to look and find better ideas, simple definition of the word, progressive means to look at new, better, and interesting ways to do things. The definition of the word conservative is to find a status quo and just sit on it and don't progress. I mean, the root of the word of progressive means to be smarter, to be better, and that's the whole point of a university. And so when you get people that are coming in and are learning and seeing the rest of the world and seeing other people and are learning history and things, you can't not be on some level progressive, because the whole point of the university is to better yourself and to push things forward. And I don't believe that when you look at conservative ideals socially, I mean, they're not trying to move the world better for everyone. They're trying to move the world better for their own ideals, their one status quo that they've seen to work. And so it's not indoctrination. It's just that's the natural course of our society.
Kelly, that is a great point. And I think what I hear you saying is that the pursuit of new ideas, the pursuit of new things, of exploration, of intellectual cognitive exploration, is by definition challenging the status quo, challenging what is being, I guess, what conservatives, that you said the root of the word conservative is to conserve, is to preserve the current. And you're absolutely right that colleges, in that sense, they attract people, or they in throughout history they have attracted people who are looking to explore new ideas, pioneer new ideas, and I think that's exactly right. It's not that the people are being indoctrinated. It's almost like a self-selecting. It's a college students in the way you're talking about. It's a self-selecting demographic. It's people who want to actually explore new ideas, who want to actually do some academic exploration, and don't just want to preserve what exists right now. It's a great point. Hey, Kelly, thanks for the call. 847 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about this new study that says college kids become more liberal through going to college. A conservative group saying that's because colleges are indoctrinating kids. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Also, after the break, we'll fill you in on the Colorado Springs situation. The editorial board of the Colorado Springs Gazette, in their lead editorial, attacks me. Says that I'm the reason, or one of the big reasons, why the national media is beating up on Colorado Springs for its budget cuts. I'll fill you in on that after a traffic update with John Turk.
All right, Dave. We did just clean up that crash, southbound I-25 around... it's actually northbound I-25 to the ramp to Alameda. That is now gone, but we do see some slower speeds there beginning at University. Also stop and go southbound side I-25 between 17th and Broadway. And if you're in Highlands Ranch, eastbound C-470 still full from University to I-25. Looks like the only crash out there was also just cleared. So we're looking at like we're starting to clear up a little bit around the metro. Slower speeds on 6th Avenue coming eastbound after Federal. Same deal on the Turnpike at Federal. Westbounders hitting snags on 36 from Sheridan to Wadsworth. The forecast today, mostly sunny. Going to be breezy, too, and chilly. A high near 40. Right now, 24 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Qdoba Mexican Grill today and try the new Craft 2 menu. Mix and match two smaller portion Qdoba dishes, like the Naked Queso Burrito and Grilled Chicken Quesadilla, for just $5.99. Qdoba Mexican Grill, handmade for real.
I hate when I see people discriminated against, even if I don't agree with them. Demeaning people is just wrong. You'd think public universities that are supposed to be a marketplace of ideas would be the one place where that wouldn't happen. But it does, every day.
Christian students are bearing the brunt of this injustice. If you're a Christian and have experienced discrimination, intimidation, or exclusion on campus because of your beliefs, contact speakupmovement.org or text speakup to 411-247.
Talk. Ooh, on the green. Nice shot.
Oh, thanks. I didn't see you there.
Hi, I'm your local Geico agent.
Oh, that's cool. Do you want
to
play through?
No, I'm not here to play golf.
You're not?
No, I'm here to help you save money on your car insurance.
Save my car right now?
Well, whenever you're ready. I'm local, so if you want Geico's famous low rates but want some personal service, I'm never far away.
Okay.
Oh, here, I even brought you an extra pair of socks.
An extra pair of socks?
Yeah, you know, in case you get a hole in one.
That's good. That's very thoughtful.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help insure more than just your car. They can help you with your motorcycle, boat, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 303-413-8664 today. That's 303-413-8664. Or visit your local GEICO office at 2875 28th Street in Boulder.
Good day, citizens. Stand by for vital financial information from LendingTree.
Urgent. Get a $200,000 fixed loan for just $1,074 a month at LendingTree.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Pianos of all styles and sizes are being liquidated for a limited time at the old Ultimate Electronics location at 1370 South Colorado Boulevard. This going-out-of-business piano sale features unbelievable markdowns on grands, verticals, and digital pianos, and the exciting new CD player grands. Find new and pre-owned name brands like Steinway, Baldwin, Yamaha, Story & Clark, Kawai, and many more. That's at the old Ultimate Electronics building, 1370 South Colorado Boulevard, 303-757-3000. That's 303-757-3000.
8:51 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Struggling through this cold, so bear with me. The Colorado Springs Gazette, in an editorial that we have linked on our website, our view: Colorado Springs under attack by mainstream national press. Quote: "We're the chief city that's choosing death and turning out the lights." And this editorial from yesterday was their lead editorial. Those who trust the mainstream national press might view Colorado Springs as a third world slum, not the one and only city that's giving tens of millions in cash to the United States Olympic Committee, an odd campaign. And this is such a silly and nasty way of putting it. An odd campaign probably run from some blogger's mommy's basement. Casts our city as the national symbol of taxpayer greed. First up, nationally syndicated columnist David Sirota, who lives up the road, told his readers that the Springs is a sprawling Republican enclave. I did, because it is. He wrote, quote, "Choosing death means mimicking Colorado Springs by declining to raise taxes." And the Gazette says choosing life, apparently, to Sirota, involves raising taxes on people who have lost jobs, been furloughed, and earned wage reductions in the midst of a national recession. Now here's, first of all, I take issue with that. I don't think, you can raise taxes in ways that do not target vulnerable populations. I know that's hard for conservatives to understand. But here's the part that I love. Sirota linked the city's homeless camps to a reduction in social services. No, I didn't. I went back and I reread my own words. What I said was the city was cutting social services despite a spike in homelessness. The point being that it was cutting social services. It is cutting social services at a time when social services are most needed. I did not say that the homeless problem was a result of reduced social services. Although you could make the argument that the lack of shelter capacity has to do with budget cuts in the past. But the Colorado Springs Gazette right here lies, openly lies about what I said. And it goes on, of course, to feign outrage that anybody could be upset with the massive budget cuts down in Colorado Springs. You can read it on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll get back to our discussion about this new conservative study that was reported in the Boulder Daily Camera saying that college kids become more liberal because they go to college, because they are being indoctrinated. That's the thesis. They report that non-college educated people are more conservative on a whole host of social issues, gay marriage, abortion, and economic issues, and that people who graduate college, they are disproportionately more liberal on those issues. And their implication, the conservative group argues, that's because they're being indoctrinated. I say it's because, in part, when you go to college, you're exposed to new ideas, you're exposed to empiricism, not just conservative ideology, and that as Stephen Colbert says, you know, oh, the facts, they have a liberal bias. Then when you're exposed to facts, you realize that the conservative worldview, more often than not, is wrong-headed. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM760.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Morning.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on that because conservatives seem to operate on a principle of, you know, kind of one true faith that shall not be questioned. And, you know, for a group that consistently complains about political correctness, they seem to operate on a doctrine of economic correctness, where you can't question, you know, deregulatory free market doctrines, and you can't bring up the possibility of protecting domestic industry, and you can't bring up the possibility of raising tariffs, and you can't discuss, you know, redistribution of wealth away from the concentration at the top. You can only operate under their conservatism never fails, you know, infallibility. So,
you know, Dave,
yeah.
You know, Joe, I've never even thought about that. I mean, and I haven't thought about it that way, but you're right. They rail on supposed political correctness on issues of race in particular, but you're not allowed to, if you offer up any critique of hardcore, free market, right-wing, radical fundamentalism, economic fundamentalism, you are immediately called a socialist. You are immediately called an extremist. I mean, you're right, that it's not politically correct to offer up any fact-based economic critique of the free market worldview.
Totally. I'm really in favor of this. You know, we got to push economic correctness and hang that around the conservatives.
I love that, man.
Like,
I love that. Economic correctness. That's a great, great term. I love it. Thanks for the call, Joe. Great point. Really appreciate it. Really, really good point. Dave in Centennial. Dave, you're on AM760. Hello, Dave. All right, Dave is gone. We'll go to Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM760.
Hi, Dave.
Hey there.
Just real quick, I believe that a conservative mindset is much like a teenager. Hire a teenager while they still know something, while they still know everything. The more a person becomes educated, the less simplistic and easy it becomes to figure things out. The more gray area there is, the more you're educated. The simple message that the conservative radio talkers put out over the air every day is liberals bad, conservatism good. It's very, very easy. It's very easy for that to stick. Conservatives take 10 minutes to figure out a position, liberals take a long time to explain a position, and the 3-second clock goes off in people's heads and they can't listen that long.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good point about about asking questions, right? Because the college crowd, as I said before, is a self-selectingly inquisitive crowd. You go to college because you want to ask questions. I mean, a lot of people go to college because they need training and they need skills in order to make money and to get a professional job, or so they think. But at its root, college is about inquiry, asking questions. And when you start, and that's what the conservative movement doesn't want. They want lockstep loyalty. It's a very, very good point, Eric. Thanks for the call. All right, 858 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're getting some of your instant messages. We'll read some of them, some of the best ones, after the national news. Also, after the national news, we'll check in with Media Matters and Colorado Ethics Watch as well to tell us how the Supreme Court case on corporate money is going to affect us right here in Colorado. And then Greg Campbell at 9:30, he's the author of the book Blood Diamonds, which the movie was based off of. He's got a new book about the largest diamond heist in history. Stick around.
Standing next to me is power sports fanatic Larry. He has a passion for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. His second passion is saving money, so he reuses everything, including food.
You make it sound gross.
He uses fast food grease to power his car.
Everything smells like fries.
And reuses toothpaste.
It's not good if you're squeamish.
But you don't have to be like Larry, because GEICO makes it easy by helping you save on power sports insurance. To see how much you could save, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-442-9253.
Hello. Dr. Gallagher.
You can help potential patients find me online, right?
Of course. At DexOne, we can give you a personalized online presence.
I like that.
We can also help you with print directories as well as internet and mobile search solutions.
I feel better already.
Wow, that wasn't so bad, was it, Dr. Gallagher?
No.
You were very brave.
Thank you.
DexOne. Marketing solutions. Business results. Take your business up a notch. Call 1-877-4DEX now.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. He's in custody, and a top administration official says the Taliban senior military commander is talking to interrogators. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar was picked up 10 days ago in a joint CIA-Pakistani operation, says CBS News correspondent David Martin.
He is considered the Taliban's chief operating officer, and he oversees both the war strategy in Afghanistan and the organization's finances. So he is far and away the biggest Taliban official ever captured.
Baradar's capture comes amid a massive push by U.S., British, and Afghan forces to drive Taliban insurgents out of their stronghold in Marja, southern Afghanistan. With millions of Americans failing to get properly screened for colorectal cancer, a panel of specialists is weighing whether a California healthcare company has come up with a solution. Kaiser Permanente's program finds those due for a colon cancer screening and then sends them a $20 stool test kit. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook says it's good as far as it goes.
I think it's a great step as part of a general plan to try to prevent colon cancer. People have to realize, though, that there are limitations. It's great to get more people screened for colon cancer. Anything that gets more people in for screening is a good idea.
Uncle Sam is recruiting pregnant women. They're being signed up to take part in a costly, ambitious research project aimed at studying their offspring for many years. Milton Cuddlechuck is professor of maternal health at Boston University.
The study is going to examine approximately 100,000 children for 20 years. It's the largest longitudinal study in the United States.
Cuddlechuck says the $6 billion project hopes to identify how genetics, environment, and other factors affect the health of children as they mature into adults. Pope Benedict has ended his meetings with 24 Irish Catholic bishops, urging them to confront a priest-child sex scandal that has rocked the Church of Ireland. The Pope, though, did not follow the wishes of victims that he demand the resignation of some of the bishops. In Dublin, reporter Audrey Carville says many of the faithful are furious.
Patience here is running out. People are getting very frustrated. And the Catholic Church in Ireland is in serious, serious jeopardy.
In Johnstown, Pennsylvania, funeral services are getting underway for Congressman John Murtha. He died just over a week ago at the age of 77 following complications from gallbladder surgery. In 1974, Murtha became the first Vietnam vet elected to Congress. President Obama's in Atlanta, Maryland today, where he's expected to announce federal loan guarantees for building the country's first nuclear power plant in 30 years. Well, in New Orleans, it's all about the Mardi Gras. The Fat Tuesday parades in the Big Easy, revelers spending one final day letting the good times roll before the arrival of Ash Wednesday and Lent at midnight. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 97 points. This is CBS News.
Do you have tax problems? Then you need to call Taxmasters right away. Taxmasters will help solve your tax problems. Do you owe back taxes? Being audited? Have several years of unfiled returns? Is the IRS calling or sending threatening letters? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help you today. Call them at 1-866-694-4019. That's 1-866-694-4019. Or go to TXMSTR.com. Again, TXMSTR.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. The folks at Taxmasters have helped many good people just like you. Call Taxmasters right now to get started at 1-866-694-4019. That's 1-866-694-4019. Or go to TXMSTR.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. CU students got to see a friendly and lively exchange last night between two well-known political figures. More than 2,000 people watched a debate between former DNC chairman Howard Dean and former Bush White House chief of staff Karl Rove. The two debated a number of controversial issues, including health care reform and government stimulus. Colorado's two Democratic U.S. Senate candidates meet tonight for their first debate. Incumbent Senator Michael Bennett and challenger Andrew Romanoff will field the same questions during a forum at the Auraria campus. The event is sponsored by the Denver Young Democrats. It's open to the public. In sports, Colorado returns to the Olympic Games primetime spotlight tonight. Aspen's Jeremy Abbott skates for the United States. He is the defending U.S. champion. Six members of Abbott's family, including his mother, have made the trip to Vancouver to watch him go for the gold. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where I-25 remains busy. So traveling between the Tech Center and downtown, that drive's still going to take you about 15, 20 minutes. Westbound I-70 sluggish coming up on C-470 on the west side. We're also seeing some heavy pockets on 36. This is west of Wadsworth. Surface street accident, Colfax in Peoria. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high of about 42, almost 43 degrees to go along with some sunny skies. Currently 26. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Or coming up here on the David Sirota Show, we've got Media Matters joining us in a moment. And then we're going to talk to Colorado Ethics Watch about how the Supreme Court case on corporate cash will affect us here, specifically in Colorado. And then at 9:30, Greg Campbell, the author of Blood Diamonds, he's got a new book, Flawless, Inside the Largest Diamond Heist in History. So we're going to be moving around pretty quickly, so fasten your seatbelt. All right, joining us now, first in this hour, is Carl Frisch of Media Matters. Find his work, MediaMatters.org. The Media Matters Misinformation Report today, the conservative misinformation report. the item I noticed, Carl, off this one first is that Fox News has now called for or suggested that at least 19 Obama administration officials and nominees should resign, be fired, or have their nominations blocked. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, it's pretty much the Czar Wars, if you think about it. Since last year, Fox News, and when I say Fox News, I don't just mean their so-called op-ed page shows. They've taken to calling, you know, O'Reilly and Hannity and Beck their op-ed page. Unfortunately, their op-ed page tends to be the entire newspaper.
Right.
So the network itself and its websites and everything else have called for just about everybody that you can think of within the Obama administration. You know, the average person can name certain people. And then some, you know, fairly anonymous people.
So this
too.
Doesn't even count the Glenn Becks and the Bill O'Reillys and that. This is just the news department.
Right, the news department.
The so-called, I mean, I put that in quotes.
Well, you know, they just report on what the other guys say. So.
Right.
They've also, you know, called on Speaker Pelosi and Harry Reid to step down. And oftentimes, you know, it's presented as the question. You know, some are calling for so-and-so to resign. Well, who are the some? You know, it's Hannity, Beck, O'Reilly, et cetera. And it's there that these stories, you know, take flight. They've called on Brennan, a slew of so-called czars, Rosa Brooks, Carol Browner, Edward Chen, Susan Crawford, Anita Dunn. How dare she criticize Fox News after all? Rahm Emanuel, Robert Gates, Tim Geithner, David Hamilton, Eric Holder, John Holdren, Kevin Jennings, Don Johnson, Herod Cole, Mark Lloyd, Janet Napolitano.
This is the Fox quote unquote news department. This is not just right. Glenn Beck and his chalkboard.
No, they would be included, of course, if you wanted to up the number a bit. Cass Sustine, the list goes on and on and on. Van Jones, pretty much anybody that you've heard of in the media from the administration. Basically what this says is that if you work in the Obama administration and you set up, say, a Google alert for yourself and you happen to get in any alerts in your email box, you are likely to be, you know, they're likely to call for your head at Fox News.
The minute
they get to hear about you.
The Robespierres in Fox News are likely calling for your head. That's it. That's exactly right. Now, I also caught here on the Media Matters conservative misinformation report. You can find it at mediamatters.org. The Clinton heart procedure. Now, I noticed this, too, when I was watching the coverage last week. Bill Clinton goes in for I don't know if it was officially an emergency procedure, but a pretty critical procedure
right.
to get a couple stents in his heart. And this is being used, or this was used, by some conservative media voices to try to undermine health care. Who was saying this? What were they saying? And why was it so ridiculous?
Well, I can imagine that people would expect Rush Limbaugh to jump right in and use this, just like he did his own personal scare with his heart in Hawaii. You know, he said he's thankful we don't have Obamacare or the death panel because they might not have approved Clinton's surgery. You've also got Brian Kilmeade.
The Fox News morning host.
Correct. The wacky morning show over at Fox News. They were hosting this gentleman who said that, you know, this was about rationing care and Clinton wouldn't have gotten the coverage he needed. And Malkin said basically, Michelle Malkin, the right-wing blogger, said basically the same thing. These are the same people that used not just the Limbaugh incident where, you know, he went in for what he thought was a heart attack. It didn't turn out to be anything wrong with his heart. But he was in Hawaii and had access to the great progressive medical program that they have there. They're also the same people that used Kennedy's death to attack health care reform. Oddly enough, they're the very same people who will go on the air the minute something like, for instance, Jack Murtha passing away, and they'll be the first people to say, "Don't the Democrats, the progressives, better not dare politicize this issue." So they will take any emergency, any kind of tragedy, and they will try and twist it and shame progressives from even talking about it. in the context of policy or any other kind of issue.
And the problem is that the rest of the media, in some ways, is influenced by this.
Oh, yeah, they just lap it up. They will, you know, because we don't expect, we should expect it, although it doesn't happen often enough, because the media doesn't call truth and fiction, you know, and instead they do, on the one hand, and on the other hand, style journalism. What you end up with is the story being framed as conservatives attack Democrats for politicizing X, and Democrats say that's not true.
Without ever saying this is true, this is not true. Yeah, absolutely, and that's a huge problem with journalism today. Again, online with us is Carl Frisch of Media Matters. You can find their work, mediamatters.org.
You can also, if anybody out there uses Twitter, find us at MMFA or me at Carl Frisch.
MMFA, twitter.com/MMFA or slash Carl Frisch, F-R-I-S-C-H. The last thing I want to talk to you about is climate change. We've had a debate here, actually an unfortunate debate, over the last week in Colorado with Hickenlooper sort of going back and forth on climate change. Although he, as annoying as some of his statements have been, where he hasn't questioned that climate change is actually happening. He's only questioned what its impact has been, sort of a flip-flop. This is much different than what's gone on in the national media, where you still have people denying that anything at all is going on.
Right, it's absolutely insane. And I grew up in Los Angeles, and I have to tell you that I had this very romantic notion of what it was like to live in or around snow. And now I live in D.C., and, you know, anybody who's been watching the news knows that we've had several feet of snow over the last 2 or 3 weeks. That romantic notion is completely destroyed by not just right-wing media, but by the media in general, because it seems the second snow starts hitting the ground, this Rockwellian image that I grew up with just goes away, and like clockwork, even just a few inches of snow during winter will bring out the right-wing crazies, and they'll start saying, well, gosh, it's snowing. Where's that global warming?
I mean, that to me seems like, I mean, that is like Drudge's whole thing. Is anytime it snows anywhere, he puts a picture of snow, he puts a picture from where the snow is underneath, and then he'll have like a headline that'll say something kind of snarky about global warming. He'll be like, oh, the scientists claim, you know, planet's still warming, as if the juxtaposition between the science and the picture of snow should make us say, oh, of course it's not good.
Well, and, you know, part of this is the fault of progressives who like to think things through. You know, we started calling this global warming when we started talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's accurate to call it global warming, but it's, you know, for somebody who doesn't invest the time to understand what that means, they may not get it. That's why we call it climate change now, because the impact of the Earth warming creates all kinds of fluctuations in the weather that we feel any day of the week.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, my reaction, and I used to live in D.C. Many years ago, I made the point to my wife. I said, you know, I can't believe they're getting this much snow. This just says to me something is messed up in the atmosphere, in the climate. If D.C., which doesn't usually get that much snow, is getting this much snow, that was my first reaction. I don't know, call me some super crazy liberal, but like, you know, my reaction wasn't, oh, this proves global climate change isn't happening. My reaction was, this proves that global climate change is happening.
You're right. It creates swings all over the place for what the norm is. D.C.'s never had a winter with this much snow, ever, in recorded, you know, history.
That should be the headline. That should give us...
But instead we're left with, I don't mind calling them idiots because they're either stupid or lazy. But it doesn't just happen with right-wingers. We'll catch, you know, local weather people making these jokes, and all it does is reinforce this false notion that what we feel around us outside is climate, and it's not. That's the weather, and there's a difference between weather and climate. Weather is what we experience at any given moment outside over a short period of time, and climate is the study of weather and the atmosphere over a very long period of time.
That's right. And weather, individual weather events, you can't judge anything with climate over individual weather events. And if you can, one thing that we do know is that it just means that many weather events will become more intense either way than they normally are under this change.
You know, we can look at what's happened in D.C. these last 2 weeks and just think about it. But until there's like some kind of a pattern associated with it, it really is just looking at the weather, just like the converse is true. And it's odd that you never hear people erring on the side of warm weather. It's as if they're global warming denying leaves with the migration of the birds. Because
that's exactly right, man.
They never talk about warm weather being associated with global warming.
Never, ever. Carl
never
Frisch,
even comes up.
Never. You're exactly right. Carl Frisch of Media Matters. You can find his work, mediamatters.org. Carl, always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. 917 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, how will the Supreme Court case on corporate cash affect us specifically here in Colorado? Will there be specific effects? Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic is really in good shape for us now. We just cleaned up those highway accidents. No problems now. Just normal jams coming into downtown Denver on 25 southbounders from 17th to Broadway. Northbounders, just tapping the brakes there from about Washington Street up past Alameda. We do have a crash, though, at Colfax and Peoria in Aurora. And in the high country, chain laws in effect over Loveland Pass. It was shut down most of the morning. It will be icy in spots for you on 70 between Georgetown and Vail. The forecast today, sunny with light winds, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, but a little warmer with a high of about 48 degrees. Currently 27 in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come in. Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Look. Log on to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout. For real results. Guaranteed. Ovation works. Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types. Stop the breakage. Grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Guaranteed.
I'm African American, and I must say, after using Ovation, the normal shedding after washing has been greatly reduced. My hair is silkier and has more movement and body.
Log on to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. That's ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for real results guaranteed. Ovation works.
I-20 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. The Supreme Court case about corporate money in politics got a lot of attention a couple weeks ago when it happened. And on the line with us now is Colorado Ethics Watch, Luis Toro, who is the director of Colorado Ethics Watch. You can find their website, coloradoforethics.org, to talk to us about how this decision will specifically affect us here in Colorado. What it could mean for our upcoming elections. Thanks for taking the time this morning, Luis. What, in your mind, will this do to our next federal elections here in Colorado?
Well, David, first, thanks for having me on. To answer your question, that really remains to be seen. Most likely, most people who've looked at this agree that the portions of our Amendment 27, which is our state campaign finance law that was put into the state constitution by the voters in 2002, most people agree that the portions of that amendment that contain bans on corporate and labor union-funded independent expenditures, which was the issue before the court in Citizens United, that our state-level restrictions will also go away. So at a minimum, we can expect to see corporate-funded ads in the next election cycle that are independent expenditures, that is, at least in theory, not coordinated with any candidate. Now, going beyond that, we have a case pending that's going to be argued tomorrow at CU Law School in Boulder, which is on a different issue, which is what kinds of ads can a 527 run before they turn into a political committee because they're advocating in favor of a candidate. The court in that case has asked us to file supplemental briefs about the effect of Citizens United, if any, which was interesting because, as many of your listeners may know, the Supreme Court got a lot of criticism for reaching out to decide this big issue about corporate rights when there are a whole bunch of other narrower grounds to decide the case on. And one of those narrower grounds was to simply say, you know, this Hillary the movie wasn't campaign ad at all. It was just a documentary about Hillary Clinton, and so it falls outside of the scope of campaign finance laws because it wasn't for the purpose of advocating against her election. But the court rejected that, and they said, pretty much in so many words, there's only one way to interpret this movie as a feature-length ad against her campaign. So, you know, we say that helps us in our case because our case is exactly about those kinds of ads that never use the so-called magic words like vote for, but that any reasonable person who watched them would know the point of the ad was the person to vote for or against the candidate.
Can the state do anything? Can the legislature do anything? Is it prepared to do anything? And those are two separate questions, whether it can and whether it will, to mitigate the impact of the Supreme Court case here in Colorado.
Well, in some ways, no. I mean, if the Supreme Court says the First Amendment says that corporations have a right to independently spend money on campaigns, there's really not much that the state could do to create a different result. What the state could do is strongly enforce the disclosure requirements as far as those ads go. Another interesting issue, and you've probably heard people say, you know, that it's unlikely to see ads that are paid for by Exxon, and instead those big corporations will try to effectively launder the money through groups with more innocuous-sounding names. However, I believe that once you do that, you know, if you start running money through a different corporation that's put together for the purpose of advocating for the election of one of these candidates, well, that's a political committee, and that's subject to, which is the state version of a PAC, and that's subject to state PAC limits, and so that's, you know, can the legislature do something on that to clarify that? Probably. I've heard a few things. I mean, we do more watchdogging than we do lobbying, so we're not in tight with what the legislators are saying, but there's already a couple of bills that were introduced that relate to cleaning up campaign finance laws that could be vehicles for tightening things up on the disclosure side after Citizens United. There's also one relating to ballot issue disclosures, which is a good idea. You know, there's a lot of, you know, it's famously easy to get on the ballot in Colorado and you don't necessarily know who's behind those initiatives. So I think there's at least some political will there to tighten things up on the disclosure side, and that can be done.
Yeah, I guess what I'm getting at is I wonder, should people be looking at this as a matter that's going to be sorted out only in the courts, or is it something that can be dealt with legislatively? Because if it's a matter that can be dealt with really only in the courts, it's hard for people to feel like their opposition to what the Supreme Court did can be turned into some kind of solution.
Well, I think that there's definitely a role to be played outside of the courts. I mean, our group, you know, we fight the battle in the courts, and we're there arguing for a strong interpretation of Colorado's campaign finance laws. But that's not the only, nor should it be the only way for this battle to be fought. I mean, there is the legislature, and there's also the possibility of another constitutional amendment. I mean, you know, depending on what happens, I mean, we've got this case, and there was a preview given in the supplemental brief filed by the other side, a preview of a possible bigger challenge to our Amendment 27 to basically try to throw out all the contribution limits as well that were not before the court in Citizens United. But so I think that you could, first of all, tell legislators to not repeal those and encourage the Attorney General to, you know, vigorously defend those laws in a court challenge. But more importantly, there's a role for the legislature and for citizens through the initiative process to put laws on the books that are as tough as possible in the areas that the Supreme Court will still allow us to express ourselves.
Again, on the line with us is Luis Toro of Colorado Ethics Watch. You can find their website, coloradoforethics.org. Again, coloradoforethics.org. Luis, what is our 2010 election? Just paint a picture for us if you can. What does our election look like in 2010 if the Supreme Court case is going to stand. If nothing changes between now and our election, and nothing legally changes, how different will the 2010 election to the average voter feel or look like than, let's say, the 2008 election?
Well, you know, that's an interesting comparison because since Colorado was such a battleground state in 2008, we were bombarded by ads. And I would say that for 2010, that's going to remain the same. But I think that if there's a difference, I mean, there's only so many TV and radio ad slots to sell. and I should mention another potential area for the legislature to work is to make sure that there's at least a level playing field as far as the selling of those ads go. But I think we're going to see the biggest difference actually is that there'll be even more telephone calls and even more mailings, and including there's these new mailings that come with audio. So when you open them up, they're like those Valentine's cards that have little audio.
So the noise will go up.
Yeah, there'll be more voter contact. You know, corporations will now be able to directly fund, get out the vote, phone banks, you know, things like that. I mean, and you know, I think you'll see a lot more of that. So if anything, the noise level is going to go up, and you know, you often hear this talking point of that it's corporations and labor unions who are subject to the ruling, and that's true as a legal matter. That's the way the laws are written, but as a practical matter, labor unions can't match up to corporations as far as the number of dollars they can throw at these issues.
And it seems to me that's the concern. I mean, if you said to me, look, there's going to be more noise, but it'll be roughly balanced, I would say, okay, you know, more noise in a democracy with the First Amendment, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. The key here is, I think for a lot of progressives, is that almost by definition, it means that there will be more noise and disproportionately more noise by one side.
Well, absolutely, and I think that the scary part about Citizens United is that it's taking for-profit corporations that receive charters from the state government for the purpose of making money and limiting liability are now allowed to take that general treasury money and use it to advance their political agenda. I mean, to close the loop on that, people are going to start saying, especially on the conservative side, that the corporate directors have a fiduciary duty to go out and try to influence the election in a way that's going to make their corporation more profitable. So you'll have all these corporations with, you know, arguably the directors are obligated to go out and try to game the system to help them make more money. And the court, you know, one of the arguments that the other side is making is that there's no, quote, anti-distortion rationale in campaign finance law anymore after Citizens United. I mean, that's a more aggressive interpretation. But what they mean is it's not a legitimate state role to say, corporations, you have a lot of money, or wealthy individuals, you have a lot of money, and you are drowning out other voices and, you know, monopolizing the TV slots and, you know, getting your voice, you know, spending money in a way that prevents other people from expressing their views in the political arena. And the, you know, that side is saying, you know, they're reading Citizens United and other cases as saying that's not a legitimate purpose, and that the First Amendment requires the noisiest voice or the best funded voice to be the most heard, and that there's nothing for the government can do about that.
I wonder, my last question for you really, really quickly here, I mean, is there a way, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but is there a way to change the way a corporation gets chartered so that when it gets chartered, that there are the restrictions or there are some parameters about political meddling and political spending embedded in the very mission of the charter of the corporation? Because it seems to me if a state has the authority to say a corporation can or cannot exist, it should have or it might have the legal authority to say under what conditions it can exist.
I think so, but the problem with that, David, is that since we have full faith and credit for all 50 states, it only takes one South Dakota or one Delaware to say, come incorporate here and we won't put those restrictions
right
on you, and then everybody's required to recognize this corporation.
That's right. It's the race
state
to the bottom. The race
exactly
to the bottom for South Dakota on credit cards, Delaware on all sorts of other regulations. That's a very good point. Luis Toro of Colorado Ethics Watch, you can find their website, coloradoforethics.org, Colorado for Ethics. Luis, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Good talking to you. 9:31 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Up next, the local author, Greg Campbell. He is the author of the original book Blood Diamonds, which you know from the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. He's got a new book out, Flawless, Inside the Largest Diamond Heist in History. And he's at the Tattered Cover tonight on Colfax. We're going to talk to him before that. Up next, Greg Campbell, Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
All right, Dave. Things looking good around the metro. Speeds back in the 50s and 60s on I-25 anyway. Maybe a little sluggish as on the southbound approach to downtown after Park Avenue. But northbounders, no problems between Castle Rock and downtown Denver. New crash in Aurora, southbound 225 approaching Yosemite. That's making it tough to get to the tech center now. Backups to Parker, and still in the cleanup phase is crash at Colfax and Peoria. Forecast, mostly sunny, going to be a little breezy and chilly with a high near 40 degrees. Right now, 29 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At Safeway, you can count on low prices. With amazing club card specials and new everyday low prices, you can get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's their promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
10, 9, 8.
As this year gets underway, stop making resolutions that don't work and start losing weight. Join Weight Watchers for free right now. Weight Watchers breaks weight loss down into achievable steps so you can start off right, learn to lose weight, and keep it off. Call 1-800-START-NOW or visit WeightWatchers.com and join for free today. Weight Watchers. Stop dieting. Start living. Registration fee waived. Must pay meetings fees. Valid in participating areas only. Hurry, offer ends March 13th.
Fly Frontier and save money with the bunny or the otter or the bear. Great sale fares from $49 each way and nonstop service to more than 70 cities across the continent. Buy your ticket by February 24th and fly by June 9, 2010. Book today at FrontierAirlines.com. Fees and taxes of up to $20 not included.
Days when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want to know is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This year takes a customer-first attitude and a willingness to roll up your sleeves. That's why at Valpak we say this is the year of tenacity and the year to ensure that your hard work reaps real rewards. From our famous blue envelopes to our new online tools, Valpak has what it takes to make this year your year. To learn more, call 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
I-34 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I just caught this off the wire. This is a... I want to talk about budget cuts. We've been talking about Colorado Springs. Utah may get rid of 12th grade. That's right. Utah, the state of Utah, the conservative, one of the most conservative, not the most conservative state in the country, is potentially going to get rid of 12th grade. The sudden buzz over the relative value of senior year stems from a recent proposal by State Senator Chris Buttigieg, I think that's how you say his name, that Utah make a dent in its budget gap by eliminating wholly the senior year of high school. So these are the budget cuts coming home to roost in very, very conservative parts of the country right now. Also, national news, I'm sure you've heard about this. Indiana's Evan Bayh, the conservadem, one of the worst senators in the Congress, made a surprising announcement that he is retiring. He is not going to run for re-election in 2010, and Democrats are going to have a very tough time retaining that seat. But I got to tell you something. I think it's better to not have people like Evan Bayh in the Senate speaking for Democrats than having him always distorting the terms of the political debate. I mean, the Democrats are telling us they can't do anything with 59 votes, so if they can't do anything with 59 votes and they haven't been able to do anything with 60 votes, well, who cares? Let's let them have 58 votes, right? If it means getting rid of somebody who has, again, distorted the terms of the political debate on so many different issues. Of course, by voting for Bush tax cuts, voting for the Iraq War. John McCain, he's got, on the other side of the aisle, he's got his own problems. John McCain has got a right-wing challenger in the Arizona Republican primary in 2010. former Congressman J.D. Hayworth announces his challenge to McCain. And so, as much as McCain, the 2008 McCain, abandoned and is a different person than the 2000 John McCain, the 2010 John McCain, I'm guessing, is going to become even more conservative, even more right-wing than he already had become. Healthcare news, labor unions now, who had initially backed, after much wrangling, a tax on people's healthcare benefits, union members' healthcare benefits, as part of a deal to get a healthcare bill done, they are saying they're not supporting that anymore. They're saying that if the Senate is going to scale back, and if the president is going to scale back the total scope of the healthcare reform bill, that they are not going to support this excise tax. And also, the Hill News has a story on its website about how ex-lawmakers now are looking at high six and even seven-figure jobs on K Street to become, immediately go from becoming members of Congress to becoming high-paid lobbyists. So I'm sure Evan Bayh of Indiana is not going to have any problem finding very, very good employment after he leaves the U.S. Senate. We'll open up a discussion now. We'll open up the phones, 303-713-7600. We can open it up to both of the topics that we've talked about this morning. The first topic was in the privacy realm and in the Big Brother realm. We've got a situation here where the DEA cracked down on this marijuana grower in Highlands Ranch and said that other dispensaries across the state should beware. The tone of the DEA, though, has changed now. We talked yesterday about whether the DEA was listening to or giving the middle finger to the President of the United States and the Attorney General, who had said, we're going to respect state laws on marijuana, and had instructed federal agents to respect those state laws. Now you've got the DEA saying, no, we're not going to respect those state laws. We're going to start arresting people in dispensaries. But then 24 hours later, the DEA agent who had made those statements after the Highlands Rent affair saying, well, we're not going to go door to door. So he's softening his position. And yet, up on our website, am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page, we have up an email that John Turk got from his homeowners association down in Highlands Ranch telling people to spy on each other. That's right. Watch your neighbor. Right? Watch your neighbor, and if you think your neighbor is smoking or growing marijuana, report them, even though it may be perfectly legal.
Hey, Dave, you know, I got a lot of emails. We got a lot of instant messages from people saying, well, that's what you get when you live in Highlands Ranch, you know?
I know.
Well, here's the deal. And the homeowners associations aren't always bad. But it's not, you know, and I've gone through neighborhoods where they don't have a homeowners association or telling people to clean up their yard or to paint their house. And I like to live in a nicer neighborhood. I'm not saying I want my neighbor spying on me. But I don't want, you know, my neighbor right next door to be able to park his RV on the front lawn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I mean, I don't want to be spied on and always worry about what I'm doing with my neighbors.
No, I mean, there's a difference between
having... And I don't think all Highlands Ranch is like that.
There's a difference between having HOAs set out covenants for common areas and the like. There's a difference between that and an HOA sending out a directive to people living in the community saying, spy on your neighbor. And you can, and folks can check the website, am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page to look at what Turk got in his email. It's pretty creepy. And it comes, as I said, it comes at a time when 9 News is reporting on other HOAs asking these questions about what can and cannot be done in terms of marijuana. It comes at a time when the state police force is now creating a new familial DNA database, which is pretty creepy. The story about how if your relative gets swabbed, if they get pulled over and they get swabbed, that their DNA information goes into a database, and therefore there's a chance that your DNA goes into that database, a familial DNA database. And now Arapahoe County experimenting with iris scans. You get pulled over in Arapahoe County, you could be given an iris scan. And I ask the question, is this, are we seeing the rise of the big big brother culture? Spy on your neighbor, the government spying on you, building databases, or am I just being paranoid? And then we also talked about this study, purported study, reported in the Boulder Daily Camera, that says college students are more liberal after they graduate than non-college educated people. And the implication is that college kids are being indoctrinated to be more liberal. What do you think about that? I don't buy it. I mean, I know that's the old conservative line, oh, these liberal professors are indoctrinating our kids. I don't buy it. I think what's going on is that the more ideas you're exposed to, the more different kinds of people you're exposed to, the more open-minded you become. I don't think truth has a liberal bias, as Stephen Colbert jokes. I think that people become more progressive who are exposed to more things by virtue of that process, not by virtue of any indoctrination. Now, remember, you can always instant message us at am760.net. We got a couple people holding. We're going to get to the phones in a second. I just want to read a couple of instant messages out right now. This is from Bill. Evan Bayh's departure on short notice is a good thing. Democrats are vulnerable, especially in Indiana. It's likely this will eliminate Democratic primary muckraking and keep their views unknown to the voters. Let the Republicans expose each other's weaknesses. Here's another instant message. Another instant message from Bertha in Aurora. Too much snow in D.C. I agree. This much snow in D.C. is a bad sign, and they ignore that there is so little snow in Vancouver, a place that should have enough snow to host an Olympics. Mother Nature is pulling out her hair because how could her signals be more clear that something is changing? Regarding the Daily Camera article, says Patrick, I agree with most of the callers that the people that are going to college are, in fact, starting out with a more progressive ideology, and that they are interested in progressing themselves and opening their minds. On another side, I believe that this article is more of a right-wing scare tactic, meaning that I believe the conservatives are trying to scare young people into not going to college because you will therefore become liberal or liberated and thus become a socialist. That's a very good point. This is kind of a scare tactic. I agree. What do you think? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. We'll go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk about the liberal, you know, slant in colleges and harken back to the Powell Doctrine. Lewis Powell, who was a Supreme Court justice put in there by Nixon, he addressed this issue. And I think when they talk about we have these liberal professors and the kids are being slanted that way, I think what it is you look at CU and they've got the most right-wing guy in the world, Bruce Benson, running it, and then you go up here to CSU and you've got another right-winger, this Franks running it up here, and then what did they do? They hired the ex-president of the Denver Chamber of Commerce. He's the chancellor. They made a job for him, and then they weren't done then. They're laying off professors and cutting budgets up here. And then they hired this Kathy Reynolds, who's a right-wing county commissioner, gave her a six-figure job. And Joe Blake was the guy they made chancellor out of. And basically what it is just another way, I think, the Powell Doctrine is so that they can hire more right-wing professors. And I really kind of disagree with the notion that right-wingers don't go into teach because they want to do more lucrative things. There's plenty of teachers I had in public school that were right-wing, plenty of teachers I had, or professors I had in college. I took education in business that were plenty right-wing. And I just think that's a myth that liberals and Republicans like to keep, is the idea that, you know, the only thing that right-wingers do is go into things that are really lucrative. They're in all kinds of fields. And if you look at the military situation, you know, you get a total indoctrination there into the right-wing way of thinking. That's why soldiers come out. I've worked with plenty of them that just have this right-wing slant on everything. And I think our military industrial complex, especially the military, look at Colorado Springs with the Air Force Academy, how they're shoving the evangelical right-wing side of everything down.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right, Kevin. I think that you can't say that you know, conservatives are only here and liberals are only there. I agree. I think both frankly, are everywhere. And I do think that certain institutions play an unindoctrinating role. I think the military is an absolute institution, right? It's an absolutist institution. And I'm not being critical of that. It's a closed system. It's an absolutist institution. There is no, you don't question orders. You're not allowed to question things in the military. And so that can be more of an indoctrinating institution, for better or for worse. I'm sure there's better parts of that, and there's worse parts of that. But I don't think, I agree with you, I don't believe that the education system is indoctrinating people to be liberals. I really don't. I completely agree with you. Let's go to Jeff in Fort Collins. Jeff, you're on AM760.
Hi, did you say Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Hey, David, great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I haven't called in before, but I've had this conversation quite a few times with friends, and just speaking from my own personal experience, going into college as an 18-year-old conservative and coming out, oh, by the time I got my graduate degree, being quite progressive. And for me, I guess the issue comes down to learning the difference between opinion and fact. And going into college and having these opinions and trying to espouse them, and having somebody say, hey, wait a minute, can you back that up with anything? And I couldn't. And probably the number one course, I've made this point to several friends, that the one course that really changed my perspective was statistics, just being able to, you know, look at information and back it up with facts.
And here's the thing, man, because I went through somewhat of a similar experience, which is that you're right. You come into college and you've got your opinions and you throw them out there. And if you're in most colleges, that, you know, there's an open discussion. I don't know, you're in a class, you're in your dorm, whatever it is, you throw it out there, and somebody says, no, I got this fact to undermine you, right? It's that process of inquiry where you test your opinions against facts that, as I said, I don't think facts have a liberal bias, but they certainly don't have a conservative bias either. You can come in with all these notions that sound so simplistic, the oversimplistic conservative notions. You go in there, you throw them at the wall in college, and somebody says, well, wait a minute, what about this fact, and this? And you say, wait a minute, you know what? Maybe I ought to rethink things. Maybe things are a little bit more gray than the conservative movement proposes. And I think that is not indoctrination. That's not liberal indoctrination. That's just you're getting in better touch with how nuanced the world really is and how different it is from how the Rush Limbaughs and the Glenn Becks of the world portray it. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call. 949 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Up next, News of the Weird. We'll take a couple more of your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is looking pretty good for us. Just this one crash, southbound 225 approaching Yosemite. That's caused some delays coming from Aurora into the Tech Center. Also a little sluggish southbound I-25 into downtown Denver from Park Avenue past Spear. Also heavier westbound I-70 between 270 and York Street. Forecast, sunny with light winds, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s, currently 29 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Chevy Truck Month with 0% APR financing for qualified buyers on every full-size pickup. And they come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. Length of contract limited, not available with other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by March 1st, 2010.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that uses blown-in insulation to reduce your energy usage. Best Way Insulation was trusted with re-insulating the Governor's Mansion and will provide the same great service to AM 760 listeners. Ask the experts at Best Way Insulation about federal tax credits and energy company rebates available to customers in Colorado. Go to bestwayinsulation.com to go green and save green. That's bestwayinsulation.com.
It's me, Mr. TV, and speaking on behalf of the TVs in many good homes today, I'm asking you for some digital love from Comcast. I'm talking about the Comcast Digital TV Package, and you're going to love the price. $29.99 a month for 6 months for the digital channels that every TV wants. Plus, listen to this, you're going to love free HBO for 6 months. That's all 8 channels of HBO and HBO On Demand, including the premiere of the new war epic, The Pacific. You'll get Discovery, Food Network, Altitude, Fox Sports, and Animal Planet, plus your local channels and video on demand for just $29.99 a month for 6 months. And did I mention free HBO for 6 months? It's a great deal of TV. Call 1-800-COMCAST by Sunday, March 7th. Your TV will thank you.
Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, and franchise fees extra. Call Comcast for details.
incredible smiles, veneers, laser cleanings, even sleep studies and solutions for snores. I took the sleep study, learned all about how I'm sleeping or not sleeping all that well. It was really, really easy. And if you're a snorer, I bet you didn't know that there is a connection between dentistry and your mouth and snoring. And the Incredible Smiles folks, they have got some solutions that are pretty easy. So give them a call, 303-77-SMILE, 303-77-SMILE. That's 303-777-6453. On the web at IncredibleSmiles.com. Give Lori and Incredible Smiles a call. Again, IncredibleSmiles.com. Give them a call. Tell them Sirota sent you. You won't regret it.
Nestle Crunch now has a richer chocolate taste and crispier Krispies. To prove it, we're going to conduct the world's first taste test. Over the radio. Using high-frequency waves, we'll beam samples of the new Nestle Crunch directly into your mouth. Open wide. Enjoying the richer-tasting milk chocolate and that crunch from the crispier Krispies? Easy there, Turbo. Let's save some for everyone else. Hello? Okay, turn off the beam.
Richer chocolate taste and crispier Krispies.
Nestle Crunch. Earning your trust. It's how Midas earns your business. Come to Midas for a brake inspection. If your brake pads or shoes need replacing, our Secure Stop Brake Service is only $99.99 per axle. And the pads or shoes are guaranteed for as long as you own your car. No wonder Midas is America's leader in brakes. That's the Midas touch.
Additional parts, labor, and taxes extra. Shop fees may apply. Most vehicles see manager for guarantee terms at participating Midas.
All right, we're going to hold News of the Weird until tomorrow. We'll just take a couple more calls here. There is a lot of News of the Weird, including some News of the Weird about Lenny Dykstra that I've been waiting to fill you in on. Lenny Dykstra used to be my favorite baseball player. Now is apparently, he was a stockbroker or a stock analyst. Then he drove a bunch of people's finances into the ground. Now he's back. I'll fill you in on that tomorrow. We'll just take a couple more of your calls here. We're getting a lot of instant messages about the issues we've been talking about, the DNA database here in Colorado, the marijuana bust down in Highlands Ranch. You can check our website, AM760 Progressive Talk. Go over to the David Sirota page. Should HOAs be telling people, Turks HOA telling people to spy on each other effectively to see if they're growing marijuana? Is this the Big Brother culture coming home right here in Colorado? Also, this study that says that people become more liberal when they go to college, a conservative group, we have the story linked on our website, suggesting that's because people are being indoctrinated to be liberals in college. Do you buy it? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dave in Centennial. Dave, you're on AM760.
Morning. How's it going?
All right, man.
Great topics you've got.
Thanks.
They're hard to choose from. As far as the issue with the iris recognition, the new technology the Arapahoe County Sheriff has, that was my subject last night at our meeting. And by the way, everyone had good things to say about you and Tom Hartman because you're covering issues like this. But, this thing, you know, this technology is proposed just to be for like children tracking, senior citizen, missing senior citizen. But think about it. There's only one or two of those cameras right now to do that. Where are all these things going to be at? All these face scanning cameras. These are the things that our group, you know, goes after. And, you know, I remember I called on the brain fingerprinting thing. Believe it or not, they were actually going to use this in court where they hook your brain up to little diodes and give you a scene of a crime. And, oh, look, your brain has knowledge of this crime. But people called and that got stopped. They didn't put the headquarters here in Denver like they wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with, let's just keep it to the iris scanning technology. I don't have a problem with the technology. What I have a problem with is, where does the data go when you get scanned, right? If I get pulled over in Arapahoe County and somebody scans my iris, and then the cop says, okay, you know, go on, you didn't do anything wrong, that data still goes somewhere, you know? And I don't mean to be a conspiracy theorist here, but I don't like the idea of the government creating a giant database of people's personal and, I don't know if you'd call an iris scan genetic, but it's certainly physiological information.
That's a great point with the body scanners. Gary Fielder, an attorney that's associated with our group, refused to go through the body scan. He says, because you're storing my image on a database. And I don't want to, your court says I have to be here as a lawyer. You know, this is the same thing when the article in the paper showed the little computer with the with the holding your iris and all this stuff. They want to build, have all these neat little databases and all this stuff to track people. And they give you, you know, it's problem, reaction, solution.
That's exactly right. And I don't think it's being paranoid to say, you know, we had a guest on here earlier who had said a couple months ago now, who said one of the ways to protect people's privacy is that if you have multiple overlapping systems and not one giant system, that it's like if you have, it's like when you put like a lock on your door, then you have like a chain lock, and then you have another kind of lock, that's better than having just one big lock. Because it's three separate systems. The same thing here. When you hear the government is building one giant database, that is, to me, when I start getting really nervous. I'm like, you know, that's a little bit too integrated to make me feel like my basic privacy is going to be protected. Hey, Dave, thanks so much for the call. All right, Anna in Greeley. Anna, you got about 30 seconds. You're the last caller of the day.
Okay. First of all, I want to recommend Obedience to Authority by Stanley Milgram. It's the best book ever written on that subject. And I also want to talk about the sale that the Denver Post apparently supports and sponsors. The sale, make a difference in the fight against terrorism. Spy on your neighbors. And if they do these certain things, then you should call them terrorists. I mean, have you ever read about that?
I have not read about that,
oh,
no.
Okay, it's in the Post every now and again, a set of things. You recognize signs of potential terrorist activity.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah. And the thing with that is, what really weirds me out about that, and there was a lot in the post 9/11 time, there was that John Elway ad where he said, you know, if you recognize people doing something suspicious, report them. I get nervous. I mean, it's like, what is everybody's definition of suspicious? I'm not saying not to look out for what's going on, but it's kind of like, are we creating a culture that says we should always be looking at everybody else suspiciously? That's not a culture that values communities. All right, we'll get into it tomorrow. Until then, see you then.
This year, stop making resolutions that don't work and start losing weight with a plan that does. Weight Watchers Online. It's Weight Watchers, but it's completely online with 31,000 food options, 1,800 recipes, and restaurant guides. And it's customizable so you can live life, learn to lose weight, and keep it off. Sign up for free. Go to WeightWatchers.com and start today. Weight Watchers Online. Stop dieting. Start living. Sign up fee waived with purchase of 3-month savings plan. Automatically renews until you cancel. Hurry. Offer ends March 13th.
Michael Haas is Senior Program Manager of Medtronic in Louisville and a graduate of the CU Executive MBA program.
I was trained as an engineer and enrolled in the CU Executive MBA program because I knew I needed to transform my skill set. I knew people who had graduated from the program and their careers took off. Now I know why. The faculty and staff are top-notch and the whole experience exceeded my expectations.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Go to am760.net and buy a $50 Max Skill and Grill gift certificate for only $25. It's Bargain Watch, brought to you by Comcast and am760.net. AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, on your iPhone.